This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
The billiard room.
No.
The name.
The billiard. Not billiard. What? Not the billiards. It was... Come on, Rudy. What? Come on. We call it the
place to
be. The place to be. Yes, it's the place to be.
Then I shall be there.
This is the place to be here tonight.
Time to play the game.
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Actually, it's being John Akiyama is a better version of it.
What do you think, Woodley? You can finally tell Grant Owens you found new music.
I'll tell you what, I am impressed.
Mm-hmm. Sharon Lawson Bram, skidamarinky-dinky-dink.
Yeah.
Skidamarinky-do.
Hey, Nate, man, this is pretty much a highlight of my life right now. I had no idea you were going to be here. I wanted to drive that freaking ho train of my whole youth. You're the man.
And I thought he meant Nate Milton, the Godfather from Kings of Sport. Do you really think that's the Godfather?
Yeah, I did.
All you have to do is break out that fuck money.
I ate the pie. Watch your mouth, you scraggly Canadian.
That's a bit much. You, who murdered the dog with the sword, and I'm being a little too much.
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. 5 years! 5 years! We've been doing podcasts. And we have this. This is trash.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be podcast. I'm your host, Justin Rosero, coming to you live here on this Monday evening. And it's been quite a while, Scott Criscola, about 2 weeks since we've last spoken. It was a nice vacation week for me, though, from podcasting. I enjoyed the downtime. How about yourself? Well, you were busy, though. You didn't have the time off I had.
Well, that's okay. Good evening, JR. Good evening, Place to Be Nation. Welcome to episode 415.
You're a real fucking workhorse.
For the mothership, baby, the gold standard. Well, we haven't talked since our exceptional fun and frivolity of last weekend. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about that. Exceptional St. Mary's mid-year. It's like the all-star game of Place to Be Nation, the Midsummer Classic. Great picnic as always. Unfortunately, for only the second time, I think, in the picnic's history, we got sent to the showers, if you will, by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but it wasn't... Well, the party continued. You know,
oh, yeah, no, the party
we
continued.
We just had to go inside, but yeah, it went until midnight.
It was a good time. But great time.
It was a memorable day because we actually had this massive, like, 20-minute storm that came through and was spitting hail down on top of us.
Big time.
Like,
yes.
Big chunks of hail. And also, my lasting memory of the night is Glenn Butler running from his perch under the tree, like, sprinting into the house because hail was, like, pelting him left and right, and he came... Just came flying into the house, and I'm like, okay, everyone's coming in now if he's coming in. Because he was trying to hold out under the tree when it was just raining, and then once the hail started coming,
right.
Got a little crazy out there for a while.
Yes, it did. No, we were, you know, me, Mr. Butler, Mr. D'Amato, Mr. McGinn, we were over by the grill. The trees were protecting us to a certain extent, and then the wind blew the rain at us instead of, like, you're getting under the tent whether you like it or not. So got under the tent, and in the poor, although Senior was very impressed. You know, we were men and four men, and Teddy Bruschi was linebacker.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
And then Drewzy was in Drewzy.
Exactly. Oh, God. Yes. But, and then, of course, Sunday, we had a blast. Our usual wiffle ball and volleyball and pool fun and games. And a beautiful day on that Sunday. Beautiful day.
Yes, it was gorgeous.
And then a little Boneheads during Battleground. Mm-hmm. Debuted Mr. Souza was in the house that day.
Came to the party and Battleground. So
that's right. It's good to see him.
Good to have Matty Souza there. Yeah, we played some wiffle ball, some pool ball. No, it was a good time. It was a great weekend, as always. Had our sausage and peppers.
Ah, delicious, as always. Thank you, Big Vinny. Mm-hmm. Exceptional, as always. But, yeah, and then last week you went on sabbatical for a week. We had a great main event last week, and we are back. And no vault this week because, as usual, JR, when it comes to statistics, you and I are incredibly OCD. So, as everyone knows... while we are doing the vintage vaults for 2006, we're taking a tally, kind of a report card, if you will. We're ranking, and not in calendar year, but in storyline season. So in other words, we're beginning at Backlash 2006, and we will end at WrestleMania 23. What we're doing is we're ranking our top five best matches of the storyline year, our three worst, and then ranking the pay-per-views. And, of course, next Monday, JR, we will have No Mercy 06. And, of course, you and I thought to ourselves, shit, how can we do one and not do the other 20? So here we are this evening, JR.
Right, and like you said, completionists, we want to have everything buttoned up and tidied up. And
yep.
Before we went any further, we said, you know what, we're coming off the week off anyway. Before we dive back in 06, let's take a quick break. And, we're about halfway through this creative year anyway, so we're going to go back, like you said, start in 85 and do each of the shows from then until WrestleMania 22, which is where we picked up now. So, but we're not alone, of course. Whenever we do these kinds of projects, we always need some kind of producer with us to keep track of this stuff. And we have the PTBN mathematician, accountant, statistician himself, and that is Chad Campbell. Chadley, how are you?
Well, hey, are you talking to me?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you could hear us with your shit internet and your massive storm that's rolling.
Yeah, we thought you'd knock yourself out.
It's getting bad. We're getting some pretty hefty thunder and lightning right now. So
the WCF Tag Team Champions?
It's awesome.
A little beware of dog, too.
Get out of here, you sore loser. All right. And unlike you, well, when we heard the snoring, we really thought it was Dan McGinn, but it was just you faking it. Otherwise, he really would have been asleep. So.
Or will.
That's right.
So, Chad, we always trust to do this because you're exceptional at keeping track of the stats and kind of helping us with, tiebreakers and things like that. So, all right. So, let us begin, JR. Where will we – how are we going to structure it? Let everyone know.
All right. So, most years are pretty easy. We're going to start with the pay-per-view immediately following WrestleMania. And whether it's in the early years, whether it's SummerSlam, whether it's King of the Ring, or eventually whether it's Backlash, or, you know, whatever the April show ends up being – that'll be the start of the year, and the year ends at WrestleMania. And, of course, this is a theory from our dedicated listener, Duck, over at the Blog of Doom, who was doing these live watches over there and kept talking about how he really felt years should be measured that way. When you look at the WWE universe and the calendar and how they book things, it really builds towards Mania. Mania is the capper of the year. It's not really December. And the Rumble doesn't really start the year. It starts the end of the year in many ways. So, you know, we started adopting that and tracking the storylines. And since we've been going chronologically through all of these pay-per-views, we said, okay, this makes a lot of sense. And it's something we should do and go back and do and have, you know, it documented. And eventually I picture this being a written document as well that we can maintain on the website. So what we're going to do is we're going to start at WrestleMania 1. The first bucket is going to go from WrestleMania 1 through WrestleMania 3. So it's going to encompass WrestleMania, the Wrestling Classic, WrestleMania 2, the big event, even though not a pay-per-view, since we include it in our vintage vaults, and you know, it's close to being a pay-per-view, we're going to include it here, and then WrestleMania 3. So that'll be the first bucket, and then from there on out, we'll go from, like I said, the first pay-per-view after Mania through the following year's Mania. That'll be the year, and we're going to rank all the pay-per-views, we're going to give our top five matches, and then we're going to do the worst match of the year. So, again, we haven't really talk this out or plan this out. We're just going to kind of wing it, make for some fun discussion as we go through this, and we'll see how things go. And Chad will be our tiebreaker as always, and he'll also mark and make sure that we're moving along properly. So
It's going to be kind of like the pace of our pay-per-view a month list of manias. There might be a second or two of silence, but it's the wheel spinning, and it'll be fun. I've been looking forward to this, actually. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like when we do this.
All right. So the first year, I think it's an easy cascading of order here. So we got WrestleMania 3 is clearly the best of this bunch.
Yes. Okay. I would say WrestleMania 3, the big event. I would put the Wrestling Classic and WrestleMania 2 probably as the bottom. I would put WrestleMania 2 last, obviously.
I don't know. I know this is crazy because I've always been the leader of...
You murder this show,
I know,
constantly.
But watching it for the refreshes, like, I kind of came around a little bit on it. Like, it's not the worst. I don't know. Big event? You really think that's second? You think that's better than two?
Well, let's see. Let's do our first look at our research here. Big event. The main event, obviously, was Hogan-Orndorff, which was a pretty good match. Let's see. Don Morocco beat Haku.
Yeah, I mean, it's got like all the stars of that era.
Yeah, Don Morocco, Magnificent Morocco Haku, Ted Arcidi, Tony Garone. We could skip that one. That might be under worst match right there. JYD, Adrian Adonis, Dick Slater, Mike Sharp, Bundy, Studd, and Bobby beat Albano and the Machine. Well, we're not putting Albano matches anywhere.
No. That should make it. It's automatically my worst match.
Yeah, exactly. Steamboat Jake, Snake Pit. Chad, do you remember that match? Was it good?
It's pretty good. It's fine. We're not talking about a lot of great matches in this bucket, so that's a positive for this card.
Yeah, that's true. Billy Jack Haynes, Hercules, wow. The beginning of that feud. The Rougeaus and the Dream Team. Harley Pedro. Oh, there's a rematch from 8 years earlier. That was at the Orange Bowl or whatever. And Hogan Orndorff.
All right, well, going by our refreshes, I had Big Event slightly graded better than 2. Okay. So there you go. What do you think, Chad? If you had a, you know, if you were looking at those, how do you grade them? I mean, where does one is the interesting one, because I think, you know, match by match, 2 is probably better than 1, I guess. But do you give any bump for it being 1 at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think you certainly give it a little bit of a nostalgia bump to put it ahead of 2. I'd have it ahead of 2, and I think you can make an argument that the main event on 1 is as good as any match on 1 or 2, according to how much you like the Bulldogs versus Dream Team. So, what about the Wrestling Classic? That's a show I don't remember very much. Looks like a lot of matches.
Well, a lot of matches are like 5 minutes.
I feel like that's the worst of the bunch.
I mean, Hogan Piper's good. The rest of the show is pretty much express lines. I mean,
yeah.
Steamboat Savage was, I mean, it wasn't what we would, when we get to the later on in this bucket, but it wasn't horrendous, but it was also, what, 5.5 minutes or 6 minutes or something. So, yeah, I would probably, as much as I hate having to grade a Hogan Piper match that low, you might be right, JR. If you look top to bottom, Wrestling Classic's probably worse than WrestleMania 2.
So if I'm sticking to my big board of the Vintage Vault refresh series that we did, the Classic is the last, is last. And then 2. Yeah. It goes Classic, 2, Big Event, 1, 3.
Yeah.
Bottom to top.
Yeah, that makes sense. Top to bottom, it's pretty evident. All right. Worst matches. I mean, this is tough to say because a lot of stuff was
bad
shit. I mean, I think we need to eliminate the Wrestling Classic matches because, I mean, they were all express line crap just to forward guys. I mean, it's really hard to grade them.
Yeah,
per
I mean,
se.
Velvet Moolah, to me,
is awful.
Up there because that's, I know it's quick, but it's a women's title match. It was kind of one of the anchor matches in Chicago, and then it ends up being like real express line trash. Like, it just like, what was the point of even having it? You know what I mean? It's such a pointless match.
I mean, I hate to say this. I know we bashed the hell out of it. Piper T, the boxing match? Pretty horrendous.
I guess. I was gonna say, it kind of did its purpose, though. You know what I mean? It kind of served.
Do you think I'm being hard on it, Chad? Is it bottom three? Or?
I mean, for what it wasn't good, but I guess it was okay. I'm going to throw out Beefcake San Martino from WrestleMania because that's a match that got some time. And it's.
I was going to bring that match up. You're right, Chad. Because, I mean, that match got 11 minutes, and it's abysmal. I would kind of use the same philosophy that you did, JR, with Velvet and Moolah. I mean, Bruno was there. It was a big deal, big thing, and it was just trash.
So one of my sleeper options, too, is Ted Arcidi and Tony Garea at a big event. Only 241, though, so I don't know. We have nothing else.
Let's put on Adonis and Elmer just to piss off Glenn Butler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was
and make JR happy that we're
ranked at like 15th on our WrestleMania rankings.
That's right, he did. So nothing on 3, right?
Is there anything that? No. Not really. Not that low.
Scott doesn't like the midges, but I think that's better.
But that was entertaining at least because, I mean, Little Beaver did get elbowed.
Yeah.
He should have got splashed. But, I mean, that doesn't mean – I mean, the match was entertaining at least. It didn't have to be.
Yeah. I think three's out.
Yeah, three's out. Morocco, Orndorff, kind of disappointing. I mean, I hate Savage Steel too, but I can't put Savage on a worst of list. But it's up there.
Every time I think about Morocco Orndorff, I just think of Morocco insulting Mr. Fuji by doing his eyes. It's like the most. Yeah.
We all know how Orndorff felt about other ethnicities.
Oh my god.
I definitely think we got to put Bruno or San Martino and Beefcake on there.
Yeah.
With the hype that it had and the length, that was just...
We're going to do our tribute to Between the Sheets and argue for a minute and a half over whether it was David Bruno San Martino. Bruno San Martino, was he David San Martino Jr.? What was he at this point? I don't know. Was he David Bruno?
He was just David.
Where did he come out as David Bruno San Martino?
Nope, he's just David. In 84, I mean, you know, all those... TNTs, was David Bruno.
Was
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was David. No, I'm done.
No, he was just David. He was just David. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with David Bruno San Martino versus Brutus Beefcake.
As worst.
I don't know. What do you think? Worse than the women?
The only reason I would put Moolah Velvet higher is because it was for a belt. As, you know, unimportant as the women's belt probably was.
I feel like that makes it worse.
I know. Yeah, I would put Velvet in Moolah number
the
one.
Worst.
Yeah.
All right.
And then San Martino Beefcake. How about the flag match?
Yeah, that's bad too.
Or Adonis Elmer. Either one of those, I'm good. Actually, Adonis Elmer is worse. Put that there.
Well, because I mean, we're talking about a match that was supposed to advance Adonis' character, and all it did was make him look like a big fat sloppy pig. Yeah. So
I can hear the tears.
That's a shame.
Poor Spectacular.
All right. Best matches. Obviously, number one, we're going to go Savage Steamboat.
So. Yeah, I don't think there's any choice. Yeah.
And now we get into the old Aaron George argument.
Oh, God.
Do we go with Hogan Andre, number two? Second biggest match.
Got to be better matches than Hogan Andre.
All right, tell me which one.
Hey, well, let's be honest. In all honesty, Dream Team's Bulldogs is better
than Hogan Andre?
If you're looking at the Chad Campbell way of things, yes.
Well, see, that's not for the Chad. Yeah, but I don't think we have been doing that. I mean, if we're doing that, wouldn't that one night stand 06 match that we had as our number one not really probably number one? You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of that's the Gaga that surrounds it. Even RVD Cena, like.
True.
You know?
No, that's right. We could put Hogan Andre, too.
I think Hogan Andre has to be.
Yeah, I have no debate. I have no debate there.
Then you can go Dream Team Bulldogs. And then I'd say the one main event.
Then the one main event, and then how about this for a dark horse for fifth? How about Hercules Steamboat?
I got a better one for you, Hogan Bundy.
I was gonna say Hogan Bundy too. I had Hogan Bundy on my mind, but then I said, I don't know. What does everybody think about Hogan about Steamboat Hercules? But I liked Hogan Bundy. You and I glowered over that.
Is that a word? Glowered?
I was going to say glowed and then glow, but then it came out.
It's been a while since you've created a word.
It came out since I created a new word. But you know what? Formatics is caught on. So
there's actually a car out there. I keep trying to get a picture. And it says, I think it's an Audi. In the back of it, it says Formatic. I don't know if that's their term for what they use.
Not really.
I think you should sue them for intellectual property.
Royalties, goddammit. It's like the Superstars Wrestling guy.
We glow over the
Hogan Bundy match.
Yeah.
So I'm going, what do you think, Chad? Hogan Bundy or Hercules Steamboat?
I had both 2.5.
You also have Piper Adonis. Not a great match, but a pretty. And this next is actually a good match. I'd rank that like star rating rise on par.
Which one? You dropped out for a
second. The Bulldogs.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good one, too. What about Funks versus Tito and JYD?
Yeah, that's a good match, too.
I like that match a lot.
You like that one better than the Hart Foundation versus the Bulldogs and Tito in that one?
Ooh. I think I got to go with the Funks better.
No Funk. Argument from me.
All right, let's go with that. The Hearts one would be 6, probably, for me.
Yeah, 5.5. Yeah, got to put Funk in there. There's one WrestleMania match. And then the other one 12 years later, but.
All right. So we got WrestleMania, Wrestling Classic, we're saying is the worst of the year, followed by WrestleMania 2, Big Event, WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 3, our three worst matches from best to worst: Adonis Elmer, San Martino Beefcake, and then Velvet Fabulous Moolah. And our top five matches for the creative year of WrestleMania 1 through WrestleMania 3: JYD and Tito Santana versus the Funk Brothers, Mr. T and Hulk Hogan versus Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper, Dream Team versus the British Bulldogs, Hogan versus Andre, and then Savage Steamboat is our best match of that stretch. So there you go. That's a kind of a tricky one. So now we're going to settle into more standard years, and that kicks us off with Survivor Series 87 and takes us right through WrestleMania 4. So it's a three-show year: Survivor Series 87, Rumble 88, WrestleMania 4. First glimpse, what I would say is I think Survivor Series is the best show. Rumble, probably Mania. Oh, God, such a rough Mania. I mean, it's such a nostalgia-driven Mania. It's hard to, like, it's hard to glower over it, but it's also...
The formatics were tough to glower over.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I feel like Rumble 88 is fine, but even though WrestleMania 4 is tough to get through and it's not the best Mania, I feel like it's... There's more to it, at least, than there is Rumble 88.
Mm. What do you think, Chad?
Man, I gave him WrestleMania 4 a B minus. What the fuck?
God, you were.
We might have to do a Vintage Vault refresh.
Yeah. The nostalgia was flowing that day, brother. I don't know. I really hate 4, but Rumble 88 don't offer up much either. So
I mean, you got the contract signing. You got Steamboat Rude is pretty good.
I would say, though, like, Savage winning the title is the most memorable moment of either show, yeah. Probably.
Now you get the...
The contract signing's big, though, actually. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing on Rumble 88.
And you get the Bomb Angels, too. I don't... Rumble 88...
Well, if you're going to go by that, I mean, if you have Steamboat Rude and that women's tag...
Yeah, those
two are better than Rumble. Anything on Mania 4.
Yeah, I think I'd go with the Rumble. It's a tighter show, too. It's an easier watch.
Yeah. Because honestly, it just looks by strict numbers, those two matches are better than anything at 4.
Right. Well, Savage DiBiase is better than...
Savage DiBiase is pretty good, even though it's only like, you know, 10 minutes or 9 minutes or whatever.
Right. It's about the worst match they had that year.
Right. Way to show
All up. Right. Three worst.
Can we do the best first? I find it easier.
Okay. Best match of that stretch.
I would say we looked at the tag from, series. Yes.
Yeah, the tag.
Yeah, the tag. And then I think the main event I like too.
Yeah, I like the main event too. I like the main event a lot. And then Steamboat Rude's got to go in there, and Bomb Angels, Glamour Girls have to go in there too.
And then Savage DiBiase.
And then Savage DiBiase. Those five matches in
I don't know about that
some order.
Yeah.
Not that order, just right. Some order.
Well, that tag is definitely number one. And I think the Hogan tag is number two.
Chad, you could have just typed SS87 tag match instead of trying to put all these names in.
So I had the Bomb Angels at 2.5. And I have Rude Steamboat at 3. And I think I had Savage DiBiase at 3.
I'm fine with that order. Which three is better? Savage DiBiase or...
Well, I guess you get the title change.
Yeah.
I'd probably make that the third best.
Okay. So Savage DiBiase third, Steamboat Rude fourth, and the women's tag match fifth.
What about the women's Survivor tag? Versus the Bomb Angels match.
It's good. Not better than that, though.
You don't think so? I mean, you basically got it within that match.
True. What do you think, Chad?
I think I like the Rumble match better myself.
Let's see. I had the Survivor Series one at 2 stars. Yeah, okay. I had the opener at 3-2 at Survivor Series, the Savage.
Yeah, the opener Survivor Series match is pretty good with all the kind of intercontinental talent.
Actually, I have the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I got the main event of Survivor Series at 3-2. I got pretty much... Those middle three matches, I have all 3 stars. So it depends on how you want to rate. I mean, that's my ranking. Like, my ranking is what you see here. Although, I think you could argue that opener would be probably sixth, I guess. I mean, actually, I think I liked it better than I had it better than the women's match. It's up to you guys, though, whatever you think. I had the Savage Honky team match rated higher than the women's, either of the women's.
Hmm.
Bump the broads.
Yeah, both them broads. Who was Donna Christianello?
You know, Judy Martin was like 32.
Was she really?
Grief.
She must have had some rough road trips then.
I know. I saw, because the other day on Twitter, it was like Judy Martin celebrates her 60th birthday or whatever. I was like, no fucking way, man.
She's closer to Will than either of us.
I know.
Than Will is to us.
Like she's closer to Scott than Scott is to some people running certain wrestling websites right now. Oh, my God.
So what do you guys think? My vote is for the Savage Honky opener. This team is so much fun. You got all these guys that hated each other teaming up. Savage, Jake, Steamboat. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That works.
All right. Survivor Series dominating. Survivor Series 87 to me is historically very overlooked.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
And Gorilla and Jesse are on fire that night. Like, they were like WrestleMania 3 on fire that night.
All right. Worst, I think we could probably start and end at WrestleMania 4. I mean, I wouldn't put anything from Survivor Series 87.
No.
And the Rumble, to me, was all pretty much even. So I think everything's going to come from 4.
Well, what about, Rude Roberts is bad. And long.
Yeah.
Warrior Herc.
Yeah, that's bad, too.
It's not good, too.
Bigelow. I had Rude Jake at 2.5, but that's me.
Are you kidding me? God, what were you doing?
I didn't mind it. I thought the psychology was fine. Read my review. I'm not arguing it again.
Yeah, we definitely need a refresh for the refresh.
No, I'd stand by that one. I know, because I always thought that way. Hogan Andre, by the way, at 4, pretty sure should be on this list.
Yeah, it had...
That was an awful match.
Yeah, it was the same match without the fun and games.
So I would say Hogan Andre, Warrior Herc.
Yep. Did you hear that, Aaron George? The same match, and we're now ranking it on the worst.
It is the worst. So I'd do Hogan Andre.
So you're basically just voting for people in the stands at WrestleMania 3.
No, it's not the same match. It's a different match. It's not as slow. Give me a break.
Hype, baby. That's all. It's what wrestling's about. No handshaking.
Hogan Andre, Warrior Herc, and I would say either Savage Gang.
What about Dino Morocco?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
Oh, that is pretty bad.
Or Gang Bigelow is pretty bad, too. I'm fine going Dino Morocco, though. That would be third. Let's fuck them.
This is an atrocity, not having that Roberts Rude terrible match on there.
It's not terrible.
It's snooze fest, man.
Warrior Hercules, though, had more of an energy behind it, because it was, you know, Warrior was up and coming, and that match was a stinker.
And they broke the chain.
That's right.
All right. Top 5 matches. We have the opener from Survivor Series 87 at number 5, Steamboat Rude from Rumble 88 at number 4, Savage DiBiase from WrestleMania 4 at number 3, the main event of Survivor Series 87 at number 2, and then the tag team extravaganza from Survivor Series 87 at 1.
You're not going to name the people after all my hard work.
Well, when you type all your hard cutting and pasting.
When you type this up for us, everyone will see it. Top 3 worst, Dino Bravo, Don Morocco at number 3, Warrior Hercules, and then Hogan Andre, all from WrestleMania 4. And then our overall pay-per-view is WrestleMania 4 was the worst of this year, Rumble 88, and then Survivor Series 87. All right, let's head into the 88.
That's a pretty bad year overall.
It is. Survivor Series 87 is really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good show, but right. The other two, it's... I mean, like, that tag match is good, but that to be the best match in, like, a calendar year is, you know what I mean? Like, I'd probably say 3.5 stars. It's a pretty bad year.
All right. We now go to creative year number 3, which starts at SummerSlam 88 through WrestleMania 5. If we rank the pay-per-views... I don't know. either SummerSlam or Survivor Series 88.
Is first or really? The top I would say the other. I'd say the opposite. I'd say the Rumble 89 or WrestleMania 5.
So I lied a match to the whole year.
Yeah. I don't know. Survivor Series isn't that good, was it?
That tag match.
I don't know. I didn't. According to the Rewind guys, it didn't hold up.
Those Rewind guys.
Well, I was
a dick. I meant it.
I was on that Rewind, and I will say it's a very good match. I don't think it's a classic match, but it's still very good.
All right, well, let's look at what we got on 5, okay? What is – because we did this before. We said nothing on 4 eclipses the other stuff, right? So you got Savage Hogan, which is – you know, I had a 3.5. You had it around there, too. A really good match.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior Rude.
So it's good.
Yeah, really good. Rockers Twin Towers.
Terrible.
Very good. Perfect Blazer, kind of sneaky.
Brainbusters, Strike Force is fun.
So, I mean, that, like, top 5 or 6, I just don't see those other shows competing. Like, the Survivor Series 88 tag match to me isn't nearly as, I mean, at the most, maybe I would put it even to, like, Hogan Savage, I guess, but. And then that's it. It's like I didn't really care for anything else on that show.
Mm. There's really nothing on SummerSlam 88, I guess, right? That's pretty endearing.
Yeah, SummerSlam 88 is really about the Warrior win and
the Mega Powers, Mega Bucks, which
I think
is
that's the worst of the year.
Yeah.
And then I would say probably Survivor Series. And I liked the Rumble. That opener's pretty good. The Rumble match is... like 2/3 of it's pretty good.
That Rock and Robin match, though.
Yeah,
oh,
that's pretty bad.
My God.
Is atrocious. Yeah, I think bad. That might easily be either 1 or 2 on the 3 worst.
That is bad. The Rumble is good. I mean, this is the Rumble where, when you think Royal Rumble, this is really where it starts.
Yeah, you can get the Mega Power stuff. And then, you know, even Harley Haku, like, wasn't bad.
You get all the cool...
the pose down.
The Rude Warrior stuff.
Yeah, you have to pose down. I mean, it's. I just think more happens here. Like, match quality, all right, Survivor Series maybe a tick higher. I just think more happens here than it did at Survivor Series. Like, to me, it's at least, like, it has kind of the memorable pieces to it that Survivor Series doesn't have. I mean, I don't think either are great. You guys agree, or?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't care much. It's different.
You all right with that, Scott?
Yeah, I like it. I'm fine with that.
All right.
So I think we kind of half discussed our best matches. We got Warrior Rude, Hogan Savage, Strike Force, Brainbusters, the tag. The Rumble match?
Haku Harley?
No,
I would say Mega Bucks. Tag should be in the discussion. Mega Powers versus 5th. Mega Bucks.
Yeah. I'd put that 5th because I don't think it's as good as the other 4 that we mentioned.
So we're dropping off Rockers, Twin Towers, to the Mega Bucks?
Yep.
Bunch of dicks. No, I like that. So it's the main event. That's pretty good. So how do we... Is Hogan Savage our number 1? I actually have the same grade for Hogan Savage and Mega Bucks, Mega Powers, so we may have to reevaluate my thinking on the list.
What did you rank both?
3.5. Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that. You really only graded that 3.5? Hogan's
what
half?
Did you...
You had it as a 3, Scott.
Did I really? I would have sworn I had that as like a 4. Jeff Jarvis, what are you doing? No. Rigging our grades. No. I could have sworn I had
arrogant
that better.
Cuban Jeff Jarvis rigging your grades.
Slacker. Catch those fly balls. Leg out the grounders. You never know who'll make an error. Wow. Okay.
I'll confirm it. Hang on.
Jesus Christ.
You're right, Chad.
It's just so funny because he was so adamant. I was like, oh, you know, the other 3.
I have it as like a 5.5 star match. No,
you got it as 1.
I have 3.5. You have it as a 3.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And then Warrior Rude, we both have as 3s. So I would say Hogan Savage 1, the Mega Powers Mega Bucks 2.
And then, well, now, wait a minute. Where are you putting that Survivor Series 88 tag?
Oh, hang on. Because we got Strike Force, Brain Busters. You gave it 2.5, Scott. I gave 3.5.
Okay.
You must have been a surly mood at WrestleMania 5. I don't know why you want it. It is the worst.
Jesus.
You really don't like that show?
Well, 2 of the 2.5 is the post-match promo. He's a loser!
Let's see what we had as this tag.
I'm guessing I'll probably put 3.5 to 4 on that, right?
4.5 from Scotty.
Oh, boy.
And a 4 from me. So actually, that's I guess that's the best match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, it must have been one of those days. The network must have had a bad connection. Well, I was watching WrestleMania 5. Why is this match taking so long? It's 3 stars.
Is that the one you stayed out of work for to watch and then it wouldn't work for you?
Yeah, I know. No, that was Survivor Series 01. That was the first vault. I just listened to that and listening to the old vaults. That was the first vault after the network.
So I'd have Hogan Savage second, then Mega Powers Mega Bucks third, and then, I mean, it's up to you, Scott, where you want to do the Strike Force. I mean, if we're going strictly by our grades, which we don't have to. I mean, this is a couple of years ago now. But I'm just using this as a guide. Strike Force would be last.
Well, then Hogan Savage is 8.5 stars. I'd rather have that number one now. No.
But, I mean, I had individually, I had Strike Force higher
than
Warrior Rude. But cumulatively.
I personally think Rude. Well, this Warrior Rude match is good. When we get to our next tab, we'll get into Warrior Rude.
I guess I'll go Warrior Rude a little higher. It's more historical. I mean, if we're calling them pretty much even, if you aggregate the grades, they're pretty much even.
Yeah, and I mean, a pretty epic Warrior Rude, because that was like a huge upset at the time and pretty historical value, which led to a great, you know, great storyline feud throughout the year. I would definitely put Warrior Rude higher for the intangibles.
You're so right, Strike that? Force or
Warrior Rude
like
4.
The Royal Rumble.
Oh, right. My issue with the Rumble is how bad it falls off at the end. After once the Mega Power stuff happens, that ending is like really rough. Like it's just meanders to a finish. But that said, the first part of it's really good. How do you think, Scott?
Yeah, no, the Rumble match does kind of screw the pooch in the last, like...
You have it as 3 stars, and I have it as 3.5. So that, but, I mean, that would put it above Strike Force, Brain Busters.
But I mean, looking at it now, again, a couple years ago, Strike Force, Brain Busters was a fun assassination of Tito. Whereas the Rumble, other than the Mega Power stuff,
Yeah, but I think it's more... I'd say that's more historical. I think I'm leaning towards the Rumble.
Break the tie, Chad.
Lana's wedding dress, Hachi Machi. Yeah, Rumble's fine.
All right,
I think they're about equal.
Okay, we can put the Rumble there. That's fine.
I mean, it ended up being a little bit better of a year than you would think for pay-per-view. I mean, there's nothing like stellar, but there's a bunch of good options in that 4 to 3 star range. All right, 3 worst. So definitely the women. The Rumble.
The women's title match.
Judy Martin, Rock and Roll.
Oh yeah, that's the shits. Yeah.
Did you hear that? Undertaker's coming into my house.
You're not gonna dive off the bed again, are you?
You can do another one. Like in plancha. What's really atrocious at SummerSlam '88? Fucking Rude Patera. No, it wasn't Rude Patera. No. Who did Patera face?
Bad news.
Bad news. Oof.
How about a Mania? Is there anything really awful Mania? DiBiase Beefcake is pretty bad.
Yeah. Morton Downey's.
Well, that's not... Yeah.
I'd say DiBiase Beefcake is up there.
Bushwhackers versus Rougeau is
up there.
Yeah. Or who was it that plays with the balls? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, one of them. Oh, yeah. Bad News Duggan is real bad, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a dumbass match.
I'd say the women, and then what your choice of one of these is probably the worst. I don't know. Patera, Bravo Morocco with SummerSlam '88 is pretty bad too.
Yeah. Yeah, I say we pick one from SummerSlam, pick one from Mania.
We could do like a top 10. I think worst matches of this year.
Yeah.
We get bad. We just gave Bad News Patera 2 stars.
Wow.
What about Bravo Morocco? I cannot possibly. That was.
Yeah, that was Scott gave it a half, and I gave it a half. So I'd say that's up there. So that's our choice from SummerSlam.
Yeah. Why they needed a rematch is completely beyond me. But.
And if you say Dino is garbage, I'm quitting the podcast.
No, definitely not. I would say I'd almost go DiBiase Beefcake because to me it's such a kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
At least like Bushwhackers Rougeau's is kind of was meant to be like a comedy match anyway. I'd either say Doug and Bravo or Beefcake DiBiase. And Beefcake DiBiase, like in '89, is a pretty good match on paper. And it just is like a snapshot of DiBiase's kind of shit mania record for being such a great worker. But what do you think, Scott? Which one?
I would do Beefcake DiBiase too, because that had a lot of expectations. And as usual, with him, screwed the pooch.
You disagree at all, Chad?
No. We're just making a lot of people pissed off. Here goes Parf.
You cannot defend that match, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't good.
I guess for the
potential, it's probably the most disappointing.
Yeah, we're almost giving them credit because we're saying it should have been so much better, and it was really.
I mean, they could have had 2.5 to 3-star match, and this was probably like 1.5 stars.
Right, that's what we had it at. So.
All right.
All right, so rank the pay-per-view. SummerSlam 88 was the worst of the year. Survivor Series 88, then Rumble 89, then Mania 5. So right in order. Beefcake DiBiase, Bravo Morocco, and then Rocket Robin, Judy Martin are 3 worst. And then the top 5 matches, Rumble 89, Warrior versus Rude, Mega Powers, Mega Bucks, Hogan Savage, and then the Survivor Series 88 tag match was the best of that year. So that takes us to the 89-90 year. And now we're starting to cook with a little bit of gas.
Yes.
So, in the mix, we have... this is going to be a tricky one. So, we got Warrior Rude, obviously, from SummerSlam 89.
Yeah.
We're going to do the pay-per-views first before we get to the matches?
Yep. So, we got...
that's what we've been doing. So this is a tough one because I know you love 6.
Yes. Top of my head, I got 6, number 1, SummerSlam 2, Rumble 3... Survivor Series 4th. I think there's no argument that Survivor Series was the worst of this four.
Yes. And in my opinion, Rumble's 3rd.
And that's only because of the undercard, because that's a great Rumble match. And this is a pretty filled up year, but that Rumble match, to me, could sneak in the top 5, because it's one of the best ones. But the undercard is such blah. So now you really get a debate. Does the atmosphere and the ultimate challenge of 6, or the sprinkling of the really hot matches in the first half of Summer? Because remember, the back end of Summer 79 kind of gets a little shaky. But you got Hearts, Busters, the Rougeau 6-man, Warrior Rude, and then whatever your thoughts on the main event are. Mm. I mean, I go 6 just for everything about it.
I know you would. I love SummerSlam 89. I've always been back and forth on these two shows as to which was the best of the storyline year.
What do you think, Chad?
Break the tie, Chad, because I really love SummerSlam 89.
Yeah, I'm leaning SummerSlam myself.
Whatever.
I think 6 is pretty overrated.
I think you're overrated.
I'm not going that far, Chad. I wouldn't say 6 is overrated, but I just personally...
6 is a pretty shitty pay-per-view.
He is not glowering. No, I love 6.
I love that lightning zaps your house.
It sets fire to that hammock in the back that Nick Duke passed out on.
It just destroys just your internet connection forever, so you can't ever talk about wrestling again.
All right, worst match. Hogan Warrior. No, I'm only kidding.
Har, har, har.
Har, har, har. Let's see. Worst
Dusty Honky. That's a great.
Snuka Valentine. No, not Snuka Valentine. Snuka DiBiase again.
The six man with Andre.
That's fun. Stephen Graham's gonna stab you in your sleep.
What about Bushwhackers versus the Rougeaus from Rumble 90?
Man, that's kind of another. I'd say Beefcake Genius was worse. Bushwhackers. No. Okay.
I like Beefcake Genius. That's fun fodder.
I think.
Bush Wagons for Shows is fun fodder. You got all the, you got Jacques' beard. that's fun.
And they look like they got a little pudgy and like were dogging it because didn't they leave?
Oh, what about Bad News Perfect? I mean Piper. That's
yes,
not good.
Definitely.
Yeah, yep. That's got huge disappointment written all over it.
That Doug and Bravo was pretty rough. I mean, I don't count Boss Man Akeem. It was under 2 minutes, and you got the DiBiase thing in the beginning.
Yeah, that was fine. That's it for six of the. I mean, Orient Express versus Rutgers.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just not what everyone thought it could be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Survivor Series 89 doesn't have anything. This is a very middling show. There's nothing like bad on it. It's just all like 2 stars, you know, kind of in that range, 2.5 stars.
Your Brood's a cool team, but which isn't that good.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it worse than like. I think. I want to look up quick what I gave. I remember that Valentine Hercules is pretty shitty, and I think DiBiase Snuka was too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't think DiBiase Snuka would be good.
Dusty Honk, yeah, went 1.5. Scott
yeah, I was going to say Dusty Honk was pretty rough just because of the way they were treating Dusty in the polka dots. I mean, he was basically shucking and jiving the whole match.
We both gave Valentine Hercules a star.
Oh, there we go.
So that's got to be on there. I think that's a good 3 right there. We'll spare DiBiase, even though I think you could compare Doug and Bravo probably to DiBiase Snuka, but. You at least got Snuka splashing Virgil or whatever, and that was pretty good. All right, so top is pretty tricky. So we got Warrior Rude, I think, is the easy one.
Warrior Hogan at 2.
Yeah.
How about Rockers Tito?
Yep, that would be my 3. And then you got the – I think the – so here are my other options for the last 2 spots. We got the 90 Rumble match. We got Garvin Valentine. We have Hart's Brainbusters. I don't think anything from Survivor Series.
I think Hart's Brainbusters should be 4. Let me think. Is Hart's Brainbusters better than the 6-man?
Well, you gave Hart's Brainbusters 4.5, which I think is way too high. I went 3.5.
We both
went 4 stars on the Rockers.
All right, so we'll do that. That's fine. It averages out, so.
So I guess Hart's Brainbusters, and then what? So well, does that mean we're leaving off Garvin Valentine? I kind of want the Rumble 90 match to be 5th.
What do you think, Chad? The 90, the Rumble match itself, or Garvin the Hammer?
I picture Garvin Valentine to me is like a really great like 3, 3.5 star match. That Rumble I remember really like that'd be like a 4-star Rumble to me at least.
All right, we'll go to the Rumble.
Would you take what would you take off the list for Garvin Valentine, Chad?
Nothing.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I mean, Hart's Busters is. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you can.
I'd have Hart's and the Brainbusters at 3.5. That's about what I'd have Garvin Valentine.
We both had it at 3 stars on this watch.
The Hart Foundation. Versus Brainbusters or Garvin Valentine?
Garvin Valentine. And then, actually, the Rumble match, Scott had it 3 stars. I had 3.5. So we have a slightly better than Valentine Hammer.
Now, did y'all not rank... Look at what y'all had, just the main event of Survivor Series 89, where Bobby subs in.
Because
that's a match I really like, actually. A good bit.
I do, too. I don't know if it's better than either of these two, but I like that main event, too.
I mean, we got a pretty good 5, but that's also a match that I enjoyed a good deal.
Let's see. We had that at 2.5 and 3.
Okay. So we'll go with these 5.
Yeah, I think that's good. And with Valentine, Garvin is like just right on the outside.
Right.
All
right,
so Survivor Series 89, Rumble 90, WrestleMania 6, SummerSlam 89, bottom 3, Hercules Valentine, Doug and Bravo, Bad News Piper. And our top 5 matches of that year, Rumble 90, Hart Foundation Brainbusters, Rockers and Tito versus Rougeau and Martel, Warrior Hogan, Warrior Rude. So good year for Warrior.
Yes. All right, let's move on to the next chapter, which takes us from SummerSlam 90 through WrestleMania 7. Quality dips a scooch here.
Well, it's funny because, 91 we always looked at as a pretty good year. But when you look at it in this way, it's kind of split. I would say... I'd say we got to debate Rumble and Mania again for the third straight year. And again, I think SummerSlam, Survivor, or I guess second two out of 3 years. And then Survivor Series, SummerSlam to me are the last. I'd put Survivor Series 90 last. Ben Moore.
Yeah, that show's not very good. Other than Taker, I mean, that show is atrocious.
I wouldn't say it's atrocious. I think it's like 89. It's a fun show. It's
middling.
A nostalgic show, but there's nothing on there that really stands out. Well, I mean, what do you think, Chad? Would you put SummerSlam above it?
Yeah, I'd put SummerSlam above it just because of Hulk, Earthquake.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very nostalgia-driven, those two shows. All right, so 91 Rumble, we got a really good Rumble card with Rockers, Orient Express, Boss Man Barbarian, Warrior Slaughter. You got the Rhodes, Virgil face turn. The Rumble match is pretty good. Not one of the best, but solid. And then 7, you're driven by, obviously, arguably the greatest match in WrestleMania history, or according to us, the second greatest. Warrior Slaughter, and then, a bunch of other pretty good stuff and not too much crap. So, I mean, I'd probably lean 7 slightly higher just because it's carrying one of the best matches we've seen in these rewatches. But Rumble 91 to me is a real strong case.
I put Mania higher, but not by much.
What would you have done, Chad?
I'm fine with that. I mean, like, to me, Warrior versus Savage is a top probably 5 match in the company, just me personally. So that really carries this show.
And then when your second match,
the rest of the show's good, too.
Right, when your second match is Hogan Slaughter, like, that's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll discuss WrestleMania 13, which also has a top 5 match, in my opinion, but that match is surrounded by a lot of crap. So,
all right, do you want to do the best first, and then we'll do the worst for this one? Because I think the best is a little bit easier. Because I think number 1 is obviously Warrior Savage.
Indeed.
And then we got, what, Rockers Orient, or would you put Hogan Slaughter?
I would do Orient Express versus the Rockers.
Me too.
Personally.
Okay. And then I would say Hogan Slaughter. And then you got, Boss Man Barbarian's really good. Hogan Earthquake. Rockers, Haku, and Barbarian.
That's fine.
I don't think anything at Survivor Series.
No.
Nothing at SummerSlam besides
Hogan. Yeah, that Quake. Warrior Rude wasn't good.
No.
Very good.
Definitely not. Hogan Quake to me is the only match that stands out at SummerSlam.
So, what about Jake versus the Model Blindfold?
Fun match.
Well, don't let him know that. He's got it at 11 and a half stars.
Well, it definitely won't be on our worst list like some people would have it. Lesser people would have it there. I would say we got to choose between those handful of matches I just mentioned. Hogan, Quake.
I would give Hogan and Earthquake at least a spot just because I think that's a pretty fun match overall.
All right, so we got Bossman Barbarian, Rockers, Haku, and Barbarian. Hogan, Quake. Am I missing anything else from Mania? Hearts Nasties? No, probably not.
That's decent, but I don't think as good as the other three.
So, which one do we want to drop? Bossman Barbarian? I would probably go Hogan, Quake, and then Rockers, Haku, and Barbarian.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a good mix. Pretty funny mix of guys, though. Earthquake, Hogan are 2 matches, the Rockers are 2 matches. Not surprising there, but Barbarian, 2 in the top 6.
Well, Barbarian was on a roll.
All right, so 3 worst. I think we had to start at SummerSlam.
Oh, wait a minute. What do y'all have the Hart Foundation versus Demolition from 90?
Oh, right. Let's see.
SummerSlam.
I don't think as high as these.
It might compete with Rockers and Haku and Barbarian.
Mm.
Let's see. All right, so SummerSlam 90, we had Hart's Demolition at Scott headed at 3. I had 3.5.
Ooh.
And WrestleMania 7. Let's see. I really like that opener with the Barbarian, but yeah, Hart's demos. Plus you have the LOD debut. All right, we had Rockers, Haku, and Barbarian at 3 and 3. So yeah, Hart's demo at 5. I think that's fine.
They, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that would be more historically significant, and they're pretty equal as matches.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, I think we stick at SummerSlam. Well, actually, we got Tornado Bravo in the mix of the worst.
Yeah, that was bad.
Let me go through the rest of Mania while we're here. So, Tornado Bravo.
Demolition against Fred Katau.
No.
Oh, Davey boy.
No. It's a good match.
Because I'm bizarre.
Quake Valentine.
That's later in the year.
Quake Valentine.
Yes, I am in June. Okay.
Tito Mountie, but that was only a minute and a half. I would throw Quake Valentine into possible mix. I think that's really it from seven. I think SummerSlam may have a couple of contenders. I don't think there's anything at the Rumble that I would put in the mix.
Sherry Sapphire?
No. Just sort of fucking screeching.
Oh, what about that?
How about Take Bad News
versus Alliance match from the...
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
How about Jake Bad News?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too. Yeah, let me look at the rest of SummerSlam 90.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Warlord Tito is fine. It was meant to be a squash. Oh, no. What about Duggan and Nikolai versus the Orients? We actually Savage and Rhodes, too. I gave a dud, and Scott gave one star, but it was only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, even that Duggan tag is 3.5.
I mean, Savage and Rhodes is two pretty big stars, and they.
I know Jake and Bad News is pretty atrocious.
Yeah, that was really bad, and that had a ton of build.
Is bad.
And that had a lot of build too.
Yeah,
Boss
on
the rats
and all that. Yeah.
Rats versus the snakes and all that.
Right. Yeah. I would say I would put the Mercenaries second, and then this third. Tornado Bravo. Well, I don't know. Would you put the Mercenaries as the worst? You at least had the endless, or does that make it worse? The endless slaughter promo with the drum roll in the background.
Yeah, I want my country back.
No, not that one. The friggin' one in the aisle. Remember, with he's got the face paint and he was with Alfred for like 7 minutes while the drum.
Oh, right,
going.
That's right. Yeah.
The main event of Survivor is a sneaky bad too. I gave it a star and a half, and Scott gave it 2.
The like ultimate whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So
bad.
I gave a half a star, and Scott gave a star and a half to that. Alliance, which if you put it on the Scott scale, that's like a half a star, too.
Yeah, if that match happened at Halloween Havoc 90, it'd be like -2.
All right, I'd put that worst, and then Robert's Bad News, and then Tornado Bravo.
All right.
I think that's good. All right, so we go Survivor Series 90, SummerSlam 90, Rumble 91, WrestleMania 7 is the worst to first. Tornado Bravo, Jake Bad News, and then the worst match of that year is Mercenaries versus the Alliance. And then top five matches, Hearts Demolition, Hogan Earthquake, Hogan Slaughter, Orient Express Rockers, and then Warrior Savage from 7 as our number one match.
That's some fun matches up top, but some bad matches at the bottom, too.
I'd rather have those years than those couple like we had early on where it was just
I like that.
A slog.
All right, let us move on to the next chapter, which takes us from SummerSlam 1991 through WrestleMania 8. Mm. We got some real gems. We got a few gems here. We're going to have one wrestler quite prevalent.
Yeah.
All right, pay-per-views first.
I don't know.
Huh?
I said, fuck, I don't know. I guess you got to go.
I think you got to say Rumble 92.
Over SummerSlam 91?
Ooh, you suck.
Oh, yeah. This is where the count of the year gets tricky, you know, because.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It's tough.
And I watched SummerSlam 91. It was on the stream yesterday. It's been on the stream today. It's a good show.
I mean,
all those title
changes.
So I
think we can slot in WrestleMania 8 third. We know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I think Tuesday in Texas is better than Survivor Series.
Survivor Series is pretty much the promo for Tuesday in Texas, which we clarified in our thing. So,
all right, let's do the matches, and then we'll come back to Rumble versus SummerSlam.
Okay.
All right, so we got the 92 Rumble.
Yep.
We got Savage Flair. We got Bret Piper. We got Bret Perfect. What are we missing? Anything? Savage Roberts from Texas.
Mm.
Orient's New Foundation.
Mm.
What am I feel like we're missing some from SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, Virgil versus DiBiase. Right.
Yeah, I was going to say Virgil versus DiBiase. I don't know if it, I don't know if we could put that top five, but it's very good.
I don't know.
Maybe fifth?
I'd say it's in the mix for fifth. I mean, the only thing from Survivor Series I'd say would be possibly a contender would be the opener with Flair, Mountie, and DiBiase and Warlord.
That is a great
That's the rest of that card, that's the shit. Good match.
So Virgil DiBiase, we both gave 3 stars. I can check that opener on Survivor Series. I don't know if there's anything from Texas besides Savage Jake is maybe to talk about.
What about Brett Skinner?
Yeah, that was pretty good too.
Mm.
So the opener of Survivor Series, Scott gave a 2.5. I gave 3.5. So I mean, it depends how you want to weight it versus Virgil DiBiase. Is there anything else at 8?
Nah.
Just those two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, there's nothing else, huh?
So Brett Skinner, I give it 2, you give it 3.
Okay, so I'd say it's between the other
we
two.
We both gave Savage Roberts a 4.
I think we were grading the
well,
post.
Well, I mean, that is a very heated match.
And it's a great
but we were also grading the post-match. I think we were grading the whole segment, too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be up there. That's like one of the most iconic matches of that year. So what do we say? We got Rumble 92, Hart Piper, Savage Flair.
Yep.
Savage Roberts.
Perfect Hart.
And Perfect Brett. That's your 5. So we're just going to pick an order now. I would say Rumble 92 is number 1.
Yeah, easily.
And then I think Savage Flair.
And then Brett Perfect. Piper.
No, I think Brett Perfect's better than Brett Piper. That's me. Brett Perfect, Brett Piper, and then Savage Roberts. That's such a stacked top 5. But you guys, I mean, that's just me throwing it out. I don't know what you guys would debate.
Savage Flair and Brett Piper are really, or Brett Perfect are close. All 3 of those are close, in my opinion.
Savage Flair, to me, is way more iconic, though.
Yeah.
All the Perfect stuff, the Elizabeth stuff, the Bills was crazy.
But, I mean, Brett's coming out party.
Yeah, but
Perfect worked his ass off with a shitty back. It's tough.
What would you rate higher there, Chad?
Whew. Yeah, those are close. I'd say 4 stars for both. Probably would lean Savage Flair if you get the post-match promos and everything together.
Yeah, I think that all counts. I mean, we're going to count it for Savage Roberts, like all the post-match fighting. Yeah.
So cool. So it's those post-match promos versus, like, Stu stuttering to himself.
And Alfred cutting him off anyway.
Yeah, Alfred taking the microphone away from
him. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, and then how about Savage Roberts versus Hart Piper?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I need to rewatch. I mean, I know I love the feud, but I don't remember much of the specific match.
It was almost a squash. I mean, he beats him in like 6 minutes, but it's so heated and Savage is so crazy. And then the post match is absurd, you know, where Jake slaps.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feud. I love a lot of moments from Hart Piper.
I'm fine leaving Hart Piper higher. I think it's fine.
I'll ring the bell.
All right. So I think when you look at this and when you really break it down, I mean, Rumble 92, I'd probably put it number 1. I mean, you get the best match of the whole year, and then it's second best on that show is what? New Foundation, which is still pretty good.
Mm.
And SummerSlam 91.
And the iconic moment of Piper winning a singles title. Big
right.
deal.
Yeah, I'd put that higher. SummerSlam 91 is a real good show, but there's not really a ton of standout matches or anything besides Brent and Perfect.
Yeah. All right, worst match. This is tough because I can't think of anything that's overly atrocious. Like everything just seems kind of blah.
So I think there's some stuff.
Sergeant Slaughter, Duggan, Kerry Von Erich, and Tito beating Mustafa, Berserker, Skinner, and Hercules. That's a contender.
How about one of these Hogan Taker matches?
I don't know if they were bad enough to be worst 3.
All right, well, what about Rumble 92, that awful Bushwhackers Beverly Brothers?
Yeah,
yes, that match is pretty hideous.
And then what about WrestleMania 8? You got Disasters Money Inc., which is pretty bad.
How about LOD Boss Man against?
No,
did we just mention
right.
that?
Yeah, no, I think that was okay. I think Disaster's Money Inc. is worse. You gave it 2 stars. I give it a half a star.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, what did y'all have the main event at 8?
Hang on, let me check.
That's not a barn burner either.
No, it's not. And again, that was another match with a lot of hype.
Yeah.
1 star, and Scott gave it 2. Which is like a half.
I'd put that one up there, honestly. I mean, that's a bad, yeah. That's a bad main event.
Yeah, that might be the worst, just because it's the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'd probably put that at 1.
What the hell is Stephanie wearing?
Because really, up to this point, we hadn't had a bad WrestleMania main event, if you think about it.
Right. I'd put that 1. I'd put Beverly's Bushwhackers 2. That was really fucking bad. And then probably that Slaughter match at 3.
Yeah, that's just, it sucks, because that's Mr. I Want My Country Back. That shit. Yeah.
I mean, you could argue Money Inc. maybe worse than the other tag because it's a tag title match at Mania. I mean, it's your call. But the Beverly's match went 15 minutes with all the Jameson bullshit.
Yeah. All right. I think we're good.
Okay. So, SummerSlam 91, then Tuesday in Texas, WrestleMania 8, SummerSlam 91, Rumble 92, Team Slaughter versus Team Mustafa, Bushwhackers, Beverly Brothers, Hogan, Sid, the worst match, Savage Roberts, Hart Piper, Hart Perfect, Savage Flair, Rumble 92, our best match. So, that was a good year. This one now is right, may get a little bit trickier, 92-93.
Yes, we now go to our next chapter, which begins with SummerSlam 92. And concludes with WrestleMania 9, which will be an entire top three. Well, not an entire.
I'd say it's probably the worst, though. I mean,
it's probably, yeah, 9's definitely the worst.
SummerSlam 92 to me would be second.
And then Rumble 93, and then yeah. SummerSlam. I mean, SummerSlam 92 is so great.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Chad? SummerSlam versus the Rumble?
For 2 and 3.
Sorry, I'd probably go Rumble ahead because I like the Rumble match pretty good and Hogan Razor.
Right. Brett Razor, I mean.
You mean Brett Razor.
Yeah, it's got Brett Shawn and it's got the tag with Savage. I like that Steiner's Beverly's match too. They beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, Brett Razor's really good. Yeah, it's a toss up. There's a lot of junk on Survivor Series though, outside of those two matches. There's really not much else going on. Like,
Bam Bossman's pretty good.
Yeah, because you got Nails, Bossman, and Survivor Series, Taker, Kamala, which is pretty bad.
I
would put that there.
Okay.
All
right. Best match. Top 5. Obviously, Brett Bulldog.
Yep, that's up there. Warrior Savage is up there. I mean, nothing from 9. I'd say Hart Michaels.
Mm.
The tag with Razor and Flair.
Sean Marty?
Nah, I think I was going to say the Rumble match or Brett Razor.
I don't know. Brett, what do we have for, what do we grade for Brett Razor and Sean Marty?
I'm going to check right now. And I'll check the Rumble match too. I'll check that whole card out. So Sean Marty, you had 3 and I went 3. Brett Razor, you went 3.5. So did I.
And
then the Rumble match, you went 2.5. I went 3. So I'd say Brett Razor is 5.
Yeah, we'll put Brett Razor goes there. That's
okay.
Perfect.
All right, so good. What do you think of those middle 3 though? Are we comfortable with Warrior Savage 2nd, Hart Michaels 3rd?
Mm.
What do you think, Chad?
Yeah, I like the Warrior Savage as 2nd.
Okay.
Just because it wasn't as good as WrestleMania 7, but it was a different match, and it was still really long. Like, that was incredible. I think it's, 28 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, it's almost half an hour.
It's compelling.
Scott, we actually had Brett Bulldog and Warrior Savage all at 4 stars, both of us across the board.
Mm.
So now you can start to argue which of those two, I guess.
I think because of the shitty finish, I think Warrior. I think just because the finish is bad.
Hard.
Brett Bulldog's conclusive, and it's a big moment in the building and the family and everything. I think that alone just takes it over the top.
Okay, so we gave the tag at Survivor Series.
Diana's jacket.
Yes, Diana's jacket.
Yes.
So, Scott, you gave the tag at Survivor Series 3.5. I gave it 3. And then the main event, you went 4, and I went 3.5. So I would put, I think we have it right, Hart Michaels.
The tag.
Actually, I think Brett Razor above the tag.
I'm fine with that. What do you think, Chad?
Yeah, I'm cool with that, too. I mean, the tag is... The thing I remember the most about the tag is when Perfect pours the water on Bobby on the set of Primetime.
All right, so we got a lot for the bottom three. So we got Taker, Kamala.
All right, before we go any further,
yeah.
Do we count Hogan, Yoko?
No.
Okay.
No. Nah, yeah.
So okay. We got Taker, Kamala, Yoko, Virgil, but that was meant to be a squash. So to me, that's fine. Bossman, Nails.
Yeah, Bossman, Nails is... Poof.
So we got Bossman, Nails, Taker, Kamala. We got Taker, Gonzalez. We got...
Whoa, I thought that was a great match.
I didn't say it was great. I said it wasn't awful, but I know it was going to get brought up. So I'm going to enter into the conversation, but we're not going to have it in the bottom three. That's my prediction. We'll see. SummerSlam 92. Is there anything awful there?
Nails,
Virgil. That's
there's not some good stuff there.
Taker Kamala, that one too, is pretty bad.
Both Taker Kamalas are bad.
I put them both on the list. We gave them a half star across the board.
Yeah, they're both pretty shitty.
So it's up to you, Bossman Nails versus Taker Gonzalez.
Taker Gonzalez is pretty awful.
Bossman Nails had a lot of build.
True. So did Taker Gonzalez, though.
Nah, not as much. Bossman Nails was from May to November at that point.
Yeah. Do we want to punch Taker that bad?
I don't know. I went 2 stars on Taker Gonzalez. I vote Bossman Nails, but I'll leave it up to you guys.
Well, I mean, I would put Boss Nails as the worst.
Right.
We're saying that for...
I thought Taker Kamala was worse. Well, yeah, all right, I could go with that. Boss Man Nails is the worst, and then I thought the SummerSlam Taker Kamala and then the casket match Taker Kamala. Okay. Gonzalez at least has, like, the look. You get the vulture, you get the claw. Like, to me, there's stuff around it. Those Taker Kamala... I mean, you could argue Survivor Series is worse, because at least SummerSlam, you have the ambiance, you got the hearse...
Yeah, I actually would go the other way.
Yeah, that's fine. And then Survivor Series would be the worst, because at least you have the casket, but nothing else.
Okay, so.
That was a pretty easy one to do. So WrestleMania 9 was the worst, Survivor Series 92, Rumble 93, SummerSlam 92, and then Taker Kamala, SummerSlam, Taker Kamala, Survivor Series, Bossman Nails, and then Perfect Savage, Razor Flair, Brett Razor, Hart Michaels, Warrior Savage, Hart Bulldog, your best match of the year.
Yes.
No, probably not a great year, really.
All right. So why don't we move on to 93, 94.
Yep. Takes us to, we actually will, for the first time, we have a fifth pay-per-view, King of the Ring 93 through WrestleMania 10. I think we have we're going to have a dogfight over best match.
Yeah,
all right. So pay-per-view rankings.
I'd say Survivor Series is the worst.
Yeah.
And then you can debate SummerSlam and the Rumble, I guess. I mean, you know where my heart is. I mean, we're saying, well, all right, let's start at the top. So it's 10 or King of the Ring 93?
10.
Okay, so 10-1, King of the Ring 2.
King of the Ring 2.
And then
we could, because, I mean, we conceivably have 3 5-star matches on our top 5, which is unprecedented so far.
I think the top match at Rumble 94 is better than anything at SummerSlam, which is the Hearts and the Quebecers.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, that's pretty easy. SummerSlam 93
is not great.
What's
your best match at SummerSlam? Brett? Like, well, I guess the Brett stuff. Brett and Lawler. Yeah. And then six-man with the guns, which isn't bad.
Yeah. Otherwise, the rest of SummerSlam 93 is pretty it's pretty brutal. I mean, Luger, Yoko's not unwatchable dreck, but, you know, it's Luger, Yoko. So you only go so far with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's right, either so, that or I was waiting for the unmuted cough, so I figured I'd just burp right into the mic. No.
All right, so our top list, we got Brett Owen, Warrior Sean. I mean, Warrior Sean.
We have Brett Owen.
I'm so used to saying Warrior.
Warrior Sean. We have Brett Owen.
I almost said Warrior Owen.
San Martino versus Austin.
David versus San Martino.
All right. So we have, we in essence have, I think the top three matches, Brett Owen, Sean Razor, Brett Perfect.
Yeah, I think those three are pretty obvious. And then you got Hearts Quebecers, and then you got Hart Lawler, Doink. I don't think there's anything from Survivor Series.
No.
I don't think anything from SummerSlam.
No.
Rumble, you got decent stuff, but nothing on that level. And then 10, Savage Crush. I think that's really it. Which I don't think is better than Brett Lawler at all.
No.
And Yoko Brett, no?
No, definitely not.
No. Okay.
That's more likely to be on the worst match.
That's true, yeah. Well, both of those Yoko matches you could put on worse because Yoko Luger's not that great either.
Yeah, Yoko Luger at 10 is going to be on there. And then, yeah, we'll get to that. So what is our number one? Are we going ladder match or Brett Owen? The eternal question.
I mean, we could have a tie.
No.
No. Ties are for pussies.
Well, fine. What redeeming quality?
You got to pick it. Let's go. That's what we're here for.
So we just pick it arbitrarily. That's fine.
Yeah. What do you like better? If you had to watch one now, what do you do?
Brett Owen. Brett Owen.
All right. Chad.
All right. That's good because I was going to say Brett Owen. I was hoping I could argue Scott, but if we agree, that's fine.
All right. Let's go with that. Let's go Brett Owen, number one.
And then Sean Razor, too.
Yep. And then Brett Perfect. Three. I would say, well, I don't know which one you guys like better, the Hart Lawler Doink stuff or the Hearts Quebecers?
About the same. I would go Brett and Lawler because I had, the story told a lot of stuff with the build and everything. Although if you watch the Raws, there were practically no build.
Right. But, what do you think, Chad?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking we'd have a disagreement, but I do agree.
Well, Scott went 3.5, and I went 4 on the Quebecers. Let me just check quick for SummerSlam. But I'm guessing it's probably pretty close. I mean, the Brett stuff, yeah. You got all the Lawler shit. You got the Hart brothers, the Lawler lying coming out. So, Scott, actually, you only went, well, you went 2.5 on the Doink match and 2.5 on Brett Lawler. I went 3 and 3.5. So you tell me, Scott, if you want to change your mind. According to this, I don't know if Brett Lawler would have been in your top five, but
what else do we have on that list, Chad? Didn't we have 6 things? Oh, Razor Brett.
No, I wouldn't. That's not even close.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with Lawler and the Brett Doink there.
Okay, and then Brett Quebecers, Horace Quebecers.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so for worst match, we definitely got a few. So we got Taker Gonzalez.
Yep.
We got Luger Yoko at 10.
Brett Yoko.
Yeah. Is that worse than the Doinks versus Bigelow?
Oh, that is pretty awful.
I think those are probably the bottom. I think those are the bottom three for me. What do you think, Chad?
Let's see. Yeah, SummerSlam. I mean, the thing with SummerSlam is, like, Sean versus Perfect was so disappointing, but again, it wasn't, like, that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't bad.
What about the Knights versus...
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now, and I said, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Is that worse than the Doinks?
Oh, you got that Bastion Booger match, too.
That's what I've been saying, yeah, the Doinks versus Bigelow's team.
Yeah. Oh, was that 93? I thought you were talking about the Doink and Dean versus Bigelow and...
Nah, that was meant to be... I don't know. Well, I guess they're both meant to be
Oh, the tag
comedy.
From 10? Nah, there's nothing wrong with that match.
I think the tag at Survivor Series is worse than the mixed tag at 10.
Okay.
It's just a matter of do we think the Hearts Knights is worse due to the build. I guess
That's
so. And it's 30 minutes. I guess the Doinks match was always meant to be comedy. Yeah, we'll go with the Hearts. I mean, that's 30 minutes. I mean, I guess it starts the Brett Owen stuff, but a 30-minute match that takes up a big chunk of the card with a shitload of build that we both gave 1.5 stars. So I'm fine.
Yeah, no complaints.
All right, so Survivor Series 93, SummerSlam 93, Rumble 94, King of the Ring 93, WrestleMania 10, and then Hearts Knights, Luger, Yoko, Taker, Gonzalez, Hearts Quebecers, those are our bottom three. Then Hearts Quebecers, Lawler, Hart versus Lawler and Doink versus Hart, Brett versus Perfect, Shawn versus Razor, and then Brett versus Owen. So why don't we take a break? We've been chugging along for quite a while here. What we're going to do is we're going to come back. We're going to go through, I think it bookends nicely, pretty much through the end of the Federation years. We're going to end at WrestleMania 14, and then we'll be having a part two down the line where we wrap up from the Attitude Era till where we left off at WrestleMania 22. So before we get to that, though, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Because of the storm. Just like Bobby and the car, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com. The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds as well. On the Place to Be podcast feed, you can check out Scott Criscolo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with clotheslines and headlines, main event, Mission Indie Possible, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super shows. Relive Wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series led by Ben Morse and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We also have sports covered too with the Sports Lounge, the TJ McClune Show, and NBA Team Podcast. On our brand new PTB Pop podcast feed, we offer great shows such as the Glenn Butler podcast Hour Spectacular, Rank and File, Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the hard-traveling fanboys, Sellers Points, Todd Weber's Conversation, and Imaginary Stories. Subscribe to both feeds on iTunes and be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All these shows are available on PlayStation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. Be sure to check out the right-hand side of the site for details on how to support the site when you shop at Amazon and download our free Place to Be Vintage Vault Refresh eBooks. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island and Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keith's Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation podcast network. That's the PWO PTBN podcast network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the reaction shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
This is legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Think Howard Finkel. And you're listening to the Place to Be podcast.
Come on, everybody, get up off your feet. Put your hands together and do the burn with me.
Burn, 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 do the burn, burn, burn. Burn, 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 do the burn, burn, burn.
Everybody get up, everybody get down. Give a-
street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me.
All right, Nation, we're back. We are going through a historical look and ranking creative years in WWE pay-per-view history, WWE pay-per-view history. We got up through 1994, ended at WrestleMania 10. Part 2 is going to take us to WrestleMania 14, but first we're going to talk about PlayStation.com. Tons of podcasts came at you over the last week. We have a new This Week in Wrestling. Scott, you and D'Amato and Greeny paid tribute to MTV's birthday, of course, launched on August 1st, 1981.
Yep.
Pay tribute to that. Be sure to check that out. We have a new Between the Sheets looking at This Week in 1991, a new Rank and File looking at the top 16-bit video games, a new Exile on Bad Street with the 25 greatest angles in CWF history, and that's with Barry Rose of the CWF Archives. Of course, that has Championship Wrestling from Florida. We have a new Tag Teams back again. We also have the debut of Scott Keith's Podcast of Doom. Scott and Brian Bayless looked at the draft, looked at all the fallout, the debuting of the brand extension, and they also looked at the old Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view. They talked some mail. So lots going on Scott Keith's Podcast of Doom. Check that out. That's on the Place to Be podcast feed. We had new Hard Traveling Fanboys. Tons of podcasts came at you, plus all of our usual written pieces, Seinfeld, our Vintage Vault Refresh series, the Excellent Network Adventure, the Wednesday Walk Around the Web, Brian Bayless's recaps, and, of course, my shoot interview with Timothy Buckner on Lucha Undead as well. So check all that out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, and reach us via email as well if you have any questions. And if you're doing any shopping at Amazon, click that banner on the right-hand side first. It takes you right to Amazon. You can do all your shopping. No other steps needed, and you can help us out, keep us going. So PlayStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. All right, why don't we jump ahead now to the year 1994-1995. That starts with King of the Ring 94, ends at WrestleMania 11. Kind of an interesting grouping.
Yes.
I may have Rumble 95 number one here.
Oh, man.
You got Bret Diesel. You got the really good tag title match. You get a pretty fun Razor Jarrett, and even at the half-hour, Rumble is pretty good. It moves. There's a lot of junk in it, but it's not bad. You get the LT stuff. And what's your debate? What are you arguing? Besides grunting. What are you
arguing? Mom, I'm letting you
get... Slam would
you think
be
SummerSlam?
In the mix. But SummerSlam has the terrible main event.
Well, SummerSlam, your top two are Bret Owen and what, Razor Diesel?
Yeah, that would be the top two matches.
So I'd put...
Knock and
Blaze. Well, yeah, Knock and Blaze. I don't know. I think I'd put the top two with the Rumble higher.
So Rumble has what besides Diesel, Bret? The tag match, which is good.
Jarrett, Razor.
Fine. Yeah, Rumble 95 is a pretty sneaky card, actually.
You got LT. The only down... which may be on our worst match list, is Taker IRS. I mean, that's pretty rough.
Is that when IRS stole the urn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Well, no, that's where Kama steals it. IRS stole it at Survivor Series. This is where Kama comes out and takes it.
Gotcha.
We have a lot for worst in the stretch. I would go Rumble, SummerSlam, King of the Ring, Mania, Survivor Series. That'd be my... That's how I would do it. SummerSlam 94, Chad, you have 95 there.
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking, Chad, Scott?
Yeah, I would say Rumble 95, SummerSlam 94, King of the Ring 94, 11, and Survivor Series 94.
Okay, so I think for best matches, we have Bret Diesel.
Shawn Diesel.
Wait, what's Shawn Diesel? Oh, from 11. Yeah.
11.
Yeah. So, Bret Diesel, Shawn Diesel, Bret Backlund, Bret Owen.
Yeah.
Razor Diesel.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Depends, I guess, to where you put Bigelow Kid versus... Bigelow Tatanka versus Kid and Holly as well.
Yeah.
And LT Bigelow.
What about LT? Yeah, LT Bigelow.
All right, well, what's our number one? Are we going with Bret Diesel or Diesel Shawn?
Diesel Shawn.
What do you think, Chad?
I may actually go with Bret Backlund.
Really? From the Survivor Series, huh?
Yeah, I just like that match. It's a very classical match, but
Oh, so Scott only went 2.5 on Brett Diesel. Jeez, I went 4 stars.
I remember all hating all that interference at the end. That's why I look great at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like the work in the Rumble match a lot. I didn't like the finish. Where are y'all at on WrestleMania 11? Because that, I mean, that I think that's a good match. I don't think that's a great match. I mean, very good, but.
So
I'm probably
Scott,
lower on that than most.
Scott had it at 4. I had it at 3.5. And then LT Bigelow, Scott had 2.5. We both had 2.5.
What about back one, Brett? I could probably look that up.
I'll check right now. So.
Oh, well, the cage match, too. I mean, I don't know how y'all rank that.
I think I'm at 4. I'd have to check. So Brett Backlund, Scott, you had 4 stars, and I had 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be our leader right now. And let me just check the cage match really quick.
I mean, that cage match is so polarizing just because...
Don't we have a document that we had someone make to do that? I'm going through all the posts on the website. I think we have a document. 4.5 and 4. So, yeah, that'd be our number one is the cage.
Okay. I mean, I think with the cage match, if you can get past or get the psychology of what they're doing, then it's really good.
Yes, we have a very easy Google sheet, by the way, with all of our grades that I just have not been using. I've been like an idiot. I've been going from show to show on PlaceMediation.com. Well, we'll get a lot of hits tonight. Yeah. Even as the show grades, look at that. All right, so how about Diesel Brett as well from King of the Ring? So we went 3.5, 3 on that. Scott, you only gave it 2. God, you hated the Rumble. You only gave it 2 to the tag title match there. So I would say the cage and then Brett Backlund are our top 2. And then we just got to debate Brett Diesel.
I'd say Brett Diesel from Rumble and then Shawn Diesel from Mania are the next 2.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Unless, Scott, you really want to argue for Shawn Diesel higher.
Brett Owens SummerSlam, Brett Backlund. Nah, I'm fine with Shawn Diesel under Brett Backlund. That's fine.
No, we're talking the other way. Brett Diesel, then Shawn Diesel. And then Vin Diesel.
Wait, so Brett Diesel at 3, Shawn Diesel at 4? Ooh, no. I would definitely put Shawn Diesel at 3.
That was
PWI's match
give
of the year.
PWI. PWI shit.
Fuck it, that Brett Diesel match ended so awful. So awful.
Well, Diesel Shawn's got the nonsense with the where Shawn's kind of fucking with him and he does the big jackknife flip over. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's some nonsense in there too, but I'm fine. That's fine. Like Chad said, I'm not gonna fight to the death on this one. So go ahead, Shawn Diesel, then Brett Diesel. And then do we want Brett Diesel from King of the Ring? Do we want Razor Diesel from SummerSlam or the tag? I mean, me personally, I have the tag. I had all 3 at 3.5. Scott, you had Diesel Brett at 3, Razor Diesel at 3, and then the tag at 2. So you can break your own tie there between Diesel Brett or Razor Diesel.
Razor Diesel at 3.5 and what do you like?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Chad? I like them both. I mean, the Walter Payne stuff's really funny.
I think I'd go Razor Diesel.
Yeah,
that at least gets you LT in the mix.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that. Not LT, Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
I mean, Walter Payton.
And those awful and those awful fucking razor banana yellow t-shirts.
No, whatever, Chad. All those running backs are the same. No, I'm not
running back. Yeah, I know. They all look alike to me. Sorry, guys.
All right, so top three worst. Here we go. We had a lot here. So we got Taker Yoko at Survivor Series, which is pretty bad. We got the Dinks, which is pretty awful. The Clowns R Us match. We got Allied Powers versus the United, Allied Powers versus the Blue Brothers.
I hate that match.
Taker IRS.
The Harris King. Yeah.
Taker IRS is pretty bad. I would think, I would go Taker number one, Taker Yoko two, and then Taker IRS three. Those would be my three worst. Because at the end of the day, the Allied Powers is still just an opener.
Now, what about, so not Queasy, I mean, I know that.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
My God.
Yeah. I wanted us to pretend that match didn't even exist.
Yeah, I guess I'd actually put that. I dropped Taker IRS. I put that, the Dinks.
I mean, Taker IRS, 1.5, 2, and 0 versus 1. So.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yep.
Yeah. We both gave Allied Powers, Blue Brothers, one. Well, at least we gave that 1.5.
You gave Yoko Taker 2. And we both gave Taker IRS a 1.5, but still, that's a main event casket match.
Yeah, that was a feud ender. Yeah,
I would move Royal
what
Family.
Did y'all go on, how high did y'all go, Brett Backlund at Mania? Because that's a bad match.
That match isn't even on. We forgot to put it on here. It's not even on our. Oh, there. Oh no, that's not it. Why is Brett? Is that supposed to be Brett?
Yeah, it must be. He put Brett Yoko.
He put Brett Yoko. I did. I had 2. You had 2.5.
No, other way around.
I mean, you had 2. I had 2.5. Yeah.
So that's not it.
Okay.
But I would put Dink second, and then Taker Yoko third.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, I actually gave a. Wow, I should change that. I can't believe I actually gave a number to the fucking midgets. I can't believe how nice I was that day.
All right, so Survivor Series 94, then Mania 11, Kingdom Ring 94, SummerSlam 94, Rumble 95, and then Taker Yoko, Royal Family versus the Clowns R Us, and Taker. And then our top five matches, Razor Diesel at SummerSlam, Brett Diesel at the Rumble, Shawn Diesel at WrestleMania, Brett Backlund at Survivor Series, and Brett Owen at SummerSlam is our best match. Good year for Diesel.
Very good year for Diesel,
yeah,
which is kind of shocking.
Taker versus Bundy on the board, too.
Oh, God. What a – I mean, there's a lot of fucking putrid stuff in there.
Yeah. As great a year as Diesel had in this in that chapter is as pretty fucking putrid as Diesel's going to have in this chapter. We have our first legitimate full year of stuff. We start with In Your House number 1 to WrestleMania 12. So now we got to really think about the grading. Let's take a look. What do we grade the highest? In Your House 5?
For that year?
Let's see.
Until WrestleMania 12?
In Your House 1, C plus C.
All right, you don't have to read them all.
Anyway, FF, C plus, C plus. SummerSlam was a big discrep. You had a B minus.
I'd say Survivor Series is the best.
Yeah, B plus B. Rumble 96, B minus, B minus. That should be second, probably. We both gave 12 C pluses.
Yeah.
So probably Survivor Series 95 first, then Rumble 96 second. Then
In Your House 1,
C plus C, yeah.
Or WrestleMania. We don't have to hold to these. I mean, we don't have to just, I mean, you know.
No, I know.
We could have not even done the show and just ranked what we did. I mean, that's
yeah.
Fine.
In Your House 6?
I think I'd go WrestleMania. I think Brett, Sean, still at the end of the day. I think I'd actually put that above the Rumble. Our grades be damned. I mean, I think we're grading on different scales, but looking at it now, I don't know.
What do you think, Chad? 12 or Rumble 96?
I mean, I'm looking at that Rumble 96 show, and I'm like, ugh, what's really there?
Yeah, Rumble 96 is not good. I really don't like that main event. The Rumble's pretty predictable, really predictable. It's actually not as bad a Rumble as you might think. The work in it's pretty good, but it's really predictable. I'd probably go Mania 12 ahead of it just because Taker versus Diesel and the main event are both good matches.
Yeah, I'd put 12, and then where does SummerSlam come in?
Probably somewhere in the middle. Probably somewhere in the middle.
Well, I mean, I gave a B minus to SummerSlam, and Scott gave a D plus, so I don't know.
So what? All right. So SummerSlam, besides the ladder match, has
Bertha Alundra, Triple H, Holly, Hakushi Kid, Taker, Kama, Brett Yankum,
Shawn Razor 2,
Horowitz,
you said, and Diesel Mabel.
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, but if you look at the rest of these shows, what's really better than it? I mean, it's well, let's plug in the bottom few because we know King of the Ring is the worst. And then In Your House 4 is second. I mean, that's those are no-brainers. And now we get this glut in the middle of In Your House 6, In Your House 5, In Your House 3.
They're all kind of the same.
In Your House 2. Like, they're all...
They're all really the same. In Your House is 2 through 5 are pretty much all
the same
show.
Why don't we do
the
matches and then come back? Because maybe it'll give us a better idea of what,
okay,
what features what. You know what I mean? I think the top two and the bottom two are pretty obvious to me.
All right, best match. Well, you got the ladder match.
No, I think Brett Diesel. Oh yeah, well yeah. So Razor Shawn or Brett Diesel, I guess, is the argument. I would say Brett. What do you think, Chad?
Let's see.
I mean, I have the ladder.
Yeah, I'd actually go the ladder match.
So I have that as
I
a five.
I think that's a better ladder match.
I have that as a 5, and Scott has it a 4.
I have it a 4. And then Brett Diesel, you have it 4.5, I have it 5. So they're almost the same.
Well, if we're aggregating, we'd go Brett Diesel. I mean, me alone, I think the ladder match is better. So it really depends how much you want to give Scott on the ladder match versus that.
I really love Brett Diesel at Survivor Series. I really love that match. I mean, I love the story told. It was that extra violence of Brett getting thrown to the table and then Diesel snapping at the end. I don't know. It's something about that match I like.
All right. I mean, if you want to stick to your grade, then it's higher.
Yeah. I really like Brett Diesel. I like the Razor. I like the ladder match, too, but I almost like 10 better, so I've always kind of put that second anyway. But if I had to pick one or the other, I like Brett Diesel.
All right. So what do we got left, then? We got the Iron Man. We got
Owen versus Shawn from In Your House 6. Davey versus Brett from In Your House 4.
Oh, yeah. What do we have for that grade?
And Jarrett Shawn as well.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Jarrett Shawn.
In Your House 2.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Jarrett Shawn. All right, Brett Bulldog from 5. You have 4. I have 4.5.
Yeah, that's going to be, to me, that's number 3.
Yeah. In Your House 2, Shawn Jarrett, we both gave it a 4.
Yeah, I would put that and then Shawn Owen. Well, the Iron Man, we got 4-4, which is higher than we have Shawn and Owen.
What about Bret Hart versus Jean-Pierre Lafitte? How high did y'all go on that?
3.5, 3.5, I think.
Okay.
Brett, what was that?
No, 3, 3.5. I give it a 3.
3, 3.5. Sorry. I thought we both gave it 3.5.
Yeah.
Actually, the main event of 3, we gave 3, 3.5, too.
Yeah. I'd go Iron Man. I would leave off Shawn and Owen. I think it's like a hair behind. That's me.
Which makes you think that maybe that In Your House 3 is maybe the best of the
see,
three In Your Houses.
I wanted to do it this way.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. I think we should do it like this way from now on. In Your House 3 is probably the best of the In Your Houses of 2 through 5, or 1 through 5. I mean, 1 through 6, I guess.
Yeah, then I would probably go with, I don't know, I think I'd go In Your House, I'd go SummerSlam. I would go SummerSlam before In Your House 3 because that has a 5-star match in our mind. We have the best match, second best match.
Yeah, I would.
And then I'd go In Your House 3, and then I guess Rumble 96, then In Your House 5 for Brett Bulldog, then In Your House 1. We didn't even talk Brett Hakushi, by the way, in that mix. I don't know. Does that come in a little short? We have it at 4, 3.5. So yeah, it's a little short.
Yeah, great match though.
And then I'd say In Your
House.
It's
either
2 and 6. I go 6 and 2. Actually, I might put 6 above 1. Because 6, the cage match isn't awful either.
No, cage match is good. I mean, you've got, and other than Brett Hakushi, one is not.
And even Razor Kid isn't bad, the opener. Yeah, yeah. I'd move six up.
I mean, you have that dreadful Diesel Sid match, which is horrendous.
I actually might put six above five as well. Well, I don't know. That Brett match is so good, though.
It really is good.
All right, leave it like that. All right, so bottom three. We got some junk. We got Diesel Mabel.
The main event of King of the Ring. That tag is fucking brutal.
Yeah, we got both Diesel Sids. We got, Ahmed Landell was nothing. Warrior Triple H was meant to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say we got Taker Mabel or Mabel Yoko.
Mabel Yoko was brutal.
Which one, Chad?
Kama versus Taker. Was that any good?
That was all right. That was kind of middling.
Not bottom three bad. Mediocre.
No, I think we got Diesel Mabel, the King of the Ring main event, and then I would say Yoko Mabel.
Yoko Mabel is.
Although Bulldog Diesel is really bad, too. That ended the friggin'.
I mean, when you get yelled at in public in front of your boss.
All right, yeah. Yoko Mabel was thrown together and was trash, but it's like 5 minutes. I would say the worst is the King of the Ring tag because that gets a lot of time. And then Bulldog Diesel because it ended Diesel's run. And then Diesel Mabel, which was fairly short, even though it's a SummerSlam main event.
All right, so Diesel Mabel at three. And then what's at two?
The King of the Ring tag. King of the Ring tag, and then Mabel Yoko number one.
No. Mabel Yoko's not even in there.
Oh, okay.
The King of the Ring tag, and then Diesel Mabel.
Diesel Mabel.
No, wait, we got Diesel Mabel. Hang on. What the fuck was the other one? We just said
Bulldog Mabel.
Yeah, no, Bulldog Diesel.
Bulldog Diesel.
Bulldog Diesel.
You're all over the place, by the way. That not the worst. Should be the Diesel. It should be Diesel and Bigelow versus Tatanka and Sid.
Yeah.
So Diesel.
Yeah, that match is actually pretty good.
You have them all reversed, though. Flip Diesel, Mabel, and Bulldog Diesel. And the tag in the middle.
All right. So while Chad's fixing that, we have our final rankings from 11 to 1 in the pay-per-views. King of the Ring 95. In Your House 4, 2, 1, 6, 5. Then Rumble 96, In Your House 3, SummerSlam 95, WrestleMania 12. And we think the best pay-per-view of this creative year is Survivor Series 95. Our top five matches from 5 to 1, The Iron Man from WrestleMania 12, Jarrett Shawn from In Your House 2, Davey Brett from In Your House 5, the ladder match from SummerSlam 95, and the best match, Brett vs. Diesel from Survivor Series 95. And the three worst matches, Bulldog vs. Diesel.
I don't know about this order. Make sure y'all are good with this order. I'm still confused.
For the worst? Yeah, Bulldog. Yeah. No, you're still way off.
No, it's Diesel Mabel.
Is the worst.
Then
is the least worst.
Yeah, Diesel Mabel is third. The tag from King of the Ring 95 is second. And Bulldog Diesel is
the worst.
First.
Yes. To me, that ended that run. And was just, it went like 19 minutes and it was putrid. Diesel Mabel.
So Sid.
Huh?
Sid versus Diesel gets saved.
Yeah, there's a few that get saved. Yoko Mabel gets saved. Yoko Bulldog was pretty bad.
Anything with Sid in it got saved.
So, all right, there you go. Let's do 96, 98. We've got two more to go for this part one. We got 96, 97, 97, 98.
All right, so this page, we start with In Your House, Good Friends, Better Enemies, and end with WrestleMania 13. All right, let's go to the top five matches. I think, no question, number one is, I don't know, for me, I have Austin, Brett 1 and 2 with 13 first and Survivor Series 96 second. Although I'll acquiesce because I actually like the Survivor Series 96 match better. But
no, 13's
I'll
number one.
I'll put 13 first and Survivor Series 96. But those are 1-2.
Okay, so we got that.
And then three maybe Shawn Mick.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yep.
Four.
We got Sid Shawn. We got Diesel Shawn. Those are probably up there. And then what? We got Vader Shawn. Those are probably the next. I'd say two of those three right there. I mean, the International Incident main event's okay. Shawn Bulldog.
Final four.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we got to have that in there. All right, so which of those Shawn matches do you like best then? Shawn Diesel, Shawn Vader, and what was the other one?
Shawn Bulldog from King of the Ring. Good.
I mean, Shawn Diesel has to be on there. I'd put that next. I'd put that fourth, and then I'd put the final four main event last. And that leaves us, well, that leaves us Sean Sid. But I think that's all right. I think that's probably, I think I'd have those other two above Sean Sid. Would you?
Yeah, Final Four was good. They're about the same. They're both probably about 3.5 star matches in my mind. So, yeah, okay. Good.
All right, so for the pay-per-views, I think Survivor Series 96 is the best. I don't think there's much question there. I would say now becomes a toss-up. You got SummerSlam 96, which is, yeah, King of the Ring 96 is pretty good. Those In Your Houses are weird. Mind Games has that really shit undercard and then that awesome main event. Buried Alive, a little more balanced. It's Time, eh. And then you get the WrestleMania 13 conundrum. Like, where does that go? I don't know. Even Final Four is kind of a one-match show. A lot of these are one-match shows. I think the Rumble is towards the bottom. I don't know. I don't know what the worst is of all these. Like, WrestleMania is really the key. Like, how heavy do you rate that Austin match?
I mean, the rest of that undercard is pretty putrid.
Yeah, well, I mean, the street fight's okay.
Street fight's fine, but, I mean, the tag opener's shitty. The Sultan and Rock is pretty bad.
All right, well, what on that, what is your worst here, looking at this? International Incident?
Worst?
Yeah.
Oh,
Beware a Dog.
Yeah.
Beware a Dog. I hate to do that because you know that I love that main event, International Incident.
Yeah, the rest of the International Incident kind of sucks. You got the Taker Goldust match, which is real bad. Mero Austin's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Mankind Godwin and then Body Down His Guns. To me, that's the worst show. Because good. Yeah. Beware a Dog, at least Sean Bullock isn't bad. And then the Strat match is pretty good. And Mero Triple H is pretty good.
Mm.
I would put International Incident last, and then you got to start weighing in these other one match shows, which is Final Four. It's It's Time. It's Time's actually probably the worst.
It's Time is pretty awful.
I put that last, Chad. Put It's Time last. International Incident second to last.
And then
Beware a Dog.
Beware a Dog 10th.
And then you got this mix of, and then I would put Buried Alive next. And then you can decide. You got Mind Games, which is a Mind Games, Good Friends, Better Enemies are kind of the same. And
yeah,
they're both one great match.
Yeah, they're both one match shows.
But where do those slot with the Rumble now? So Rumble 97 really doesn't have much going on.
I think not
I'd
really
put that here.
Yeah, because I mean the undercard is the Rumble's okay, and Sean Sid's good. I wouldn't say it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'd put the Rumble there. And now we got to sort out. This is where now the big question comes in. Where do you want Mania versus these one match In Your Houses?
Yep.
And are we good putting King of the Ring second after Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what
about SummerSlam third?
I don't know. SummerSlam's kind of mediocre across the board. I mean, Shawn Vader's good.
Yeah, I like the Florida.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay, let's put SummerSlam third. And then you got Mania versus those one match In Your Houses.
Right.
I think you put Mania. I mean, that if they're all one match shows, Mania is the best of those shows.
Yeah, because that one match is history changing, as right. The others aren't.
You can argue, too, that the Street Fight the second best match on any of the other shows, too.
That's why I was going to debate, should Mania be above SummerSlam? Is Austin Brett in the street fight better than Shawn Vader in the Boiler Room?
The Boiler Room is...
Because what else does SummerSlam have? Like, there's nothing that really stands out.
Nothing.
To me.
I mean, you leave Austin off it. He's in the pre-show. That Jake Lawler stuff is awful.
I mean, Owen Savio is probably the third best match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd flip WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
Bro, WrestleMania, top three pay-per-view.
It's such a weird year. It's so, like, there's really great stuff in there. Like, I think we could have done an easy top 10 matches. We didn't even talk about the Strat match. You know, like, there's a lot in there. I mean, Sean Sid is off there. Sean Vader's off there. Like, there's a lot of good stuff. But they're all carrying individual shows.
I mean, look, we and this is a common theme here for 97 WWF, just like 97 WCW was reversed.
Right.
You know, WWF had the great main events and the shitty mid-card, and WCW had the great mid-card and the shitty main events.
So how do we rank the one-off matches? So we got Good Friends, Better Enemies, Mind Games, and Final Four. I mean, I think we look at it, and our top five, it's right there. So I go Mind Games next, Good Friends, Better Enemies, and then Final Four last.
And Final Four last in seventh. Yeah, I agree.
All right, so bottom three matches. Jake Lawler is really bad.
Jake Lawler is atrocious.
Henry Lawler. Oh, and those Taker Goldust matches are fucking awful.
Yeah, they are pretty awful.
I think the International Incident one's the worst.
How about Goldust Warrior?
Oh, yeah, that's bad, too.
That's pretty
good. Anything at 13 we want to include, or the Rumble? I mean, there's a lot of here.
Sultan Rocky.
Yeah, Sultan Rocky's pretty. Yeah, Sultan Rocky's pretty is pretty hideous.
That tag match, too, with the fake Razor and Diesel with Snuka as a surprise, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Nothing Final Four is really that bad. 13.
Yeah. Rocky.
Taker's Revenge. Oh, no, we're going too far. Yeah. Sorry.
So I think Rocky Sultan, Jake Lawler, and then probably Warrior Goldust, which is just a real waste of time. Those are probably my three.
Yeah.
And I would go to Taker Goldust, I would do from an International Incident. That'd be mine.
At the worst.
Actually, so we just named four, huh? So I would, I don't know, what's worse in your mind then? What are those four would you drop off? We got Lawler, Jake, Goldust, Taker, Rocky, Sultan, and then Warrior, Goldust. Do we just leave off Warrior, Goldust since it was never really a match?
Yeah.
And
it's just
more a
shitty segment, yeah. And then I would put Jake Lawler one. The way you actually have it, Chad, there is the way it should be. Jake Lawler one, Taker, Goldust two, Rocky, Sultan three. Because Rocky, Sultan's not well...
Yeah,
it's bad, but
Taker
it's not
Goldust
worth it.
Taker Goldust is fucking brutal.
Yeah, Taker Goldust is terrible.
I think you just say all three Taker Goldust.
Taker Goldust, the trilogy of death.
I mean, Jake Lawler to me is the worst because of what it was. Like, Jake recovering alcoholic, Lawler's pouring fucking liquor down his throat and
whiskey
the match. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's bad. All right.
With Mark Henry butchering on commentary. Like, the whole thing is just a disaster.
The whole thing is a disaster. All right, so this is what we have for this card. Our top rating the pay-per-views, 12-1. In Your House, It's Time. In Your House, International Incident. Beware of Dog. Buried Alive. Rumble 97. Final Four. Good Friends, Better Enemies. Mind Games. SummerSlam 96. WrestleMania 13. King of the Ring 96. And the number one Survivor Series 96. Our three worst matches. 3, Rocky vs. Sultan. 2, Taker Goldust, the Trilogy of Death. And 1, Jake vs. Lawler. And the top 5 matches. 5, the Final Four main event. 4, Brett Diesel, Good Friends, Better Enemies. 3, Mankind Sean from Mind Games. 2, Brett Austin from Survivor Series. And 1, as expected, pretty easy, Brett Austin from WrestleMania 13. All right, guys, let's go now to our final report card of our show.
All right, so Canadian Stampede
is definitely number one.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do matches. I just wanted to slot that in. So let's do the matches. So we got the Stampede main event.
Stampede main event.
Hell in
Sean
a Cell.
Taker, Bad Blood, yeah.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell.
Sean Taker, Hell in a Cell.
We got Austin Michaels at King of the Ring. We got
Austin Michaels 14.
Yeah, I think King of the Ring's better.
But is it in the top five though?
Yeah, it could be. We got Brett Taker at SummerSlam. We got Owen Austin at SummerSlam. And we got Montreal, Brett Sean, which is...
How about Taker Sean, Ground Zero?
What about Austin versus Brett at Revenge of Taker? Not as good, but still good.
Yeah, it's in the conversation. So what's our best match? Is it Hell in a Cell or is it...
It's the 10-man. Yeah, it's the 10-man.
Okay, then Hell in a Cell.
Then Hell in a Cell, yeah.
We got Taka Suzuki, too.
Taka Suzuki, yeah. What's that other good match? Vader. Yeah,
that's
is right. It Vader Farouk?
Yeah. No, Vader Taker.
Vader Taker.
No, I would say, so our other options are Shawn Austin, both of those, Bret Taker, Austin Owen, Shawn Taker, Ground Zero, Bret Austin, Revenge of the Taker. I don't know, there's a bunch here.
How about Bret Taker at SummerSlam?
Right, yeah, I mentioned that one. What do we think of Montreal? Okay. Not up to snuff?
Yeah. Take the ending out of the way, and the match is good, but it's not top five.
All right. So, Bret, I don't know. Mine, I think, would be Austin, Shawn at King of the Ring, Bret Taker, and then Austin Owen. Those would be the three I would put.
I'm good with those.
What do you think, Chad, of that mix?
I would still throw up Austin versus Hart from Revenge of the Taker for me.
Over what of those?
I mean, I don't like Bret Taker from SummerSlam. I think it's way too long.
How about Shawn Taker at Ground Zero?
That's another match I don't like very much. I think it's too mid-length. I'm kind of on an island, though, for some of these matches. Because, I mean, I think Austin versus Owen up to the Tombstone is fabulous.
I'd put that third, and then I'd put Austin, Shawn from King of the Ring. Those would be my 3-4.
Yeah, I think that match is really good, too, from King of the Ring. I had both of those at 4 to 4.25.
So then the last slot, Scott, would be either Bret Taker, Bret Austin, Austin Michaels at 14. I mean, there's really nothing at No Way Out.
No, there's nothing at No Way Out. I like Austin, Shawn at 14.
All right, put that in there. You got the Tyson moment and everything else. That's fine. I'm fine with that. When you factor everything in, I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so.
Having said that.
Yeah.
Look at these individual shows. Bad Blood overall is not great.
None of these are. I mean, I'd probably put 14 second.
Yeah.
I'd put DX last.
Yeah, DX is pretty true.
I'd put No Way Out next to last.
Survivor Series as a whole isn't that bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's that good.
I mean, I would put it in the middle. I wouldn't put it ridiculously low.
Well, what on it do you consider not bad?
Like eighth?
I mean, what on the show is not bad? You got the awful opener is not that good with the outlaw.
The USA-Canada match isn't bad.
Yeah. Austin Owen is really bad. Kane Mankind is nothing. I guess that LOD match isn't bad. I think I'd go Ground Zero next. DX.
At 3?
No, 10th.
Oh, and 10, yeah.
DX, No Way Out, Ground Zero. And then probably King of the Ring. And then.
Yeah.
I mean, King of the Ring's only got Austin Owen and, like, nothing else. So now we're going to discuss some of these other ones. So Survivor Series versus the Rumble. Like, what are those? Cold Day and Hell, Revenge of Taker are very similar.
They're almost identical match, pay per views. Rumble 98's undercard is average.
The Rumble's fun, but I'd probably
Taker Shawn is.
I think Survivor Series is I don't know.
What's worse, Chad, or which one would you pick, Survivor Series 97 or Rumble 98 as one higher than the other?
I would probably go Rumble just because I actually like that Rumble when I did the rewatch with the Voices of Wrestling guys. I watched that one and it was the most surprising one that I watched and that I liked it, even though I thought it was, again, really obvious that Austin was going to win. Kind of made Rocky, the Foley appearances are pretty fun. I mean, the casket match is good, not great. But I don't think
Kane
stuff
was
Survivor Series is great.
And the Kane stuff was, like, really hot at that time at Rumble 98 when he was going to come out and him and Taker did the knee to each other before, you know, the go-home and everything.
Right. Brad, like, became a fan for life.
I would say Survivor Series is eighth. And that's on the back of Montreal.
Okay. And then Rumble 7?
No, not necessarily. So we got that Taker and Cold Day in Hell.
And then we have Bad Blood, which is carried by one match.
Right. I think I would do... I'd put the Rumble third and Bad Blood fourth. Bad Blood has nothing else besides that one match. Well, I mean,
yeah.
What about SummerSlam?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I think, actually, I'd put SummerSlam above our Mania. I think, I forgot about SummerSlam. SummerSlam should be second, then Mania.
Yeah, SummerSlam's got pretty good undercard. I mean, you got Triple H and Mick.
It's such a hot build, although, you know, that's really the culmination of a lot of the Hart Foundation stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you got Triple H and Mick in the cage, which is good.
Okay. So, SummerSlam, Mania, and then which one?
I would say either Rumble or Bad Blood. I think Cold Day and Hell and Taker go in that 6-7 slot. I'd put Revenge of the Taker 6, Cold Day and Hell 7. That Austin Taker match is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Would you drop that below any of those other ones? Survivor Series, King of the Ring?
I don't think so. I think each one of those two shows at least has two good matches.
Right.
I think Survivor Series and King of the Ring only have one.
Okay. So then it comes down to Rumble versus Bad Blood. I'd put Rumble 4, Bad Blood 5. I mean, Bad Blood is just, there's nothing going on in that show besides. I mean, it's got all the Pillman shit too. That's kind of depressing, depressing to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay.
It's got that. Oh no, Ground Zero has that awful fucking triangle match. Farouk, Crush, and Savio.
Oh yeah. Ugh. Worst match. Everything involving the Gang Wars. Just put it all.
Even that
all 20, under one.
That 23-minute Bret and Bulldog versus Vader and Patriot.
Yeah, the flag match was...
Yeah, nothing going on there. All right. So we just need our bottom three. I would put that triangle match on the list.
Yeah, that triangle match is dreck.
I think we could do all Gang Rules matches.
That's what I'm saying. Every Gang Rules related match can go one. Just put them all together. Anything in the Gang Rules storyline is number one.
Do we like Triple H and Slaughter in the boot camp?
It's all right.
Austin Owen at Survivor Series. That was disappointing.
Yeah, it was short. Right? It was not even 5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't think...
I mean, true Commission versus DOA at Survivor Series was not good.
Yeah, you could put that in there. And then you got the other Gang Wars matches too at Bad Blood. Right? There's another one there.
What about Jesse James versus Rock Bentley?
Oh, how about King of the Ring? Goldust Crush is fucking awful.
Ugh, I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, that one's bad. Really, Taker Farouk's bad, too.
I forgot about that match. That match is pretty atrocious.
So I think the triangle match represents all of the Gang War. So I'd put that on there.
Yeah.
And then I'd put Goldust Crush and probably Taker Farouk. Yeah, I think it looks good. Right. I mean, the Truth Commission's kind of all wrapped up into that one being the worst. Like, to me, that's the big headliner that was just real bad and sums up everything.
Yeah.
To do with Kevin Kelly's favorite angle.
Yeah, pretty much only one.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think on anything on Cold Day in Hell was that bad.
Yeah, it was middling. Revenge of the Taker and Cold Day in Hell are, in essence, the same pay-per-view, almost.
Savio Rocky wasn't that great, but
no,
that's fine. All right. Got Scott read them up, and then we'll
All right.
Up.
Our final report card of the evening, ranking the pay-per-views from 12 to 1, In Your House DX, No Way Out of Texas, Ground Zero, King of the Ring, Survivor Series, Cold Day in Hell, Revenge of the Taker, Bad Blood, Rumble 98, WrestleMania 14, SummerSlam, and number one was In Your House Canadian Stampede. Three worst matches from 3 to 1. 3, Taker Farouk, King of the Ring 97. Goldust Crush, King of the Ring 97. How do we have this ninth? And And then number one, anything involving the Gang Wars. No. Probably the poster child of the Gang Wars, Farouk Savio Crush from Ground Zero. And your top our top five matches, 5-1, Austin HBK from 14, Austin HBK from King of the Ring 97, Austin versus Owen, I see a pattern, Sean Taker, Hell in a Cell, and number one, the 10-man tag from Canadian Stampede.
I mean, we can drop King of the Ring down. I just think those three shows under it don't have anything as good as Austin.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. The King of the Ring balances out. You have a great Austin HBK match, and then at the bottom you've got those two directs. Right. It balances out. So there we go. We are through WrestleMania 14.
There you go. So we'll probably take a few weeks off from this, and we'll get back to our vault starting next week with No Mercy 06.
Yep.
But we'll come back at some point. Maybe when we finish 06, we'll come back and do the second half.
Yeah, we'll come back to this. Yeah, we'll come back to this after WrestleMania 23.
Yeah.
And then we'll start fresh.
Right.
We'll start fresh
we'll
with Backlash 07.
We'll take a break from this exercise. We'll let Chad figure out a better internet connection. But
So
later this week, we have a new Clotheslines and Headlines. Pretty loaded episode. We have Kevin Kelly joining us to talk Ring of Honor and to address the future of his podcast, his new job. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on there. We have Chad Campbell, hopefully with a better phone, and Brad Stutz on to talk about the Scenic City Invitational.
Nice.
We'll be covering some WWF, or WWE, I should say, of course, as well. I think that's it for now. That's all we got planned, but we'll see what else comes up over the next couple days. So,
okay, cool.
I think that's it. Otherwise,
yes.
Nothing else besides the usual special coming up this week. So,
yep.
We'll wrap things up. Like I said, we'll be back next Monday night with No Mercy 06. Until then, for Chad and Scott, I'm Justin. We're out. Everyone take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Do you think Chad's still there? Or you
His
think
punishment
Storm
should be watching Goldust crush all night long. All the powers are
I think he should do a narrative on the entire Gang Wars.
Yes.
From beginning to end.
Who got and who got shot? Because everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb tapes. The lynch mob. Planet of the apes. I'm down with eight. And what's up? Solo, they got nuts. When Ice Cube write a sentence, I want the bomb. Just like George Clinton, SKP is down to catch a body. Put on knee deep, we'll turn out your party. It gets no love, and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. Jack me on a lick, cuz I'm that fool from South Central. You think you stuck yourself with a number two boot, so that's how I broke hot lead in yo. With more bounce to the ounce and a dash, mash up Van Ness, headed for the west. Everything is great, slow down for the depth on 108. Keep mashing, don't drink and dry to keep the foe from crashing. Stash in the clock, and I thought you knew it. You know how we do it.